If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Lube it or lose it.
Yeah! Woohoo! All right!
F me.
Oh, yes. I can't tell you how much yes.
F me.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
Lisa.
I'm talking about.
Yum, 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 yum.
Stop it. This objectification of women has to stop.
You're just a woman with a small brain. With a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Where do they start with a sponge bath? At your feet or your head?
No, they go with the dick. I don't like that head.
And now,
aloha, and welcome to
our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:32, and it is Wednesday, the 30th of May. I see them. Sing it if you know it.
I've never seen so many bangs in my life. It seemed like every girl had bangs. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Even Inger Laurie, lead singer of the Nymphs, had beyond long bangs. And
right.
I told her about my pal, Matt Adams,
mm-hmm.
who's a hairstylist on Sunset.
He had and bangs,
I think
too.
She's going to go down and check out Matt Adams' salon, have her bangs trimmed. He had a lot of bangs. You know what was bangs by They Might Be Giants.
He was talking about a girl who's going to go down to a salon to have her bangs trimmed.
He is nothing if not relevant at all times.
How is it possible that that was...
And everyone had bangs.
And then I know a guy who cuts hair.
Anyway, listen to Rodney on the Rock. Don't forget to check out Flash Forward every afternoon, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. A little before 1 sometimes.
Okay.
And next week it's going to be on, and then around the holidays... It won't be on.
Okay, so holidays,
but,
no.
But it will come on after the holiday.
After the holiday.
I won't be on next Sunday.
Not next Sunday.
Hopefully you'll enjoy the show tonight, but I'll be back the following Sunday.
But what about
It
the
won't
holiday?
Be on the following Sunday.
Not on the following Sunday. Okay. Sometimes it's difficult to get the schedule, you know? Because Rodney, he's one of those guys, he's like a movie in one theater in the city. You've got to search him out, but once you find him, it's a gem.
Right.
You're so happy that you went through that search. And
well,
you
people do, like, draw up whole calendars based on when Rodney's going to be on and when he's not in the holidays. And that's how you plan your life.
That is correct.
For God's sake.
Good morning. That's right. It is time for the original Rodney and the Rock program.
Not now.
I got the morning wood. For another three hours.
All right. Oh. Well, who knew?
That's shocking.
Who knew he was working with that? That's good news. I would have put money on the fact that it didn't work anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
Maybe 106.7 Carol Q. That's Tattoo. Those two girls who wear the schoolgirl uniforms that kiss each other whenever they play. You know, they were on Late Night with Jimmy Kimborn.
Jamie Kimborn. See, that's funny because he didn't get either name right. His head must have exploded when he saw that tattoo.
Oh, my God.
Those little girls.
Girls in schoolgirl uniforms kissing.
15, 16, something like that. Make it out. He must have just died.
Yay. 106.7 K-Rock. Right. Carol Q. I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Say good night, and hopefully I'll get some sleep.
Hopefully.
I doubt it. Never get sleep where I live.
Oh,
I'm a robot. But anyway, I'm out of here, and hopefully everything will work out. And be safe and sane on Halloween. And remember, don't eat those apples with the razor blades in them.
The end of May, Rodney. End of May. Nobody's eating apples with razor blades in them. It's the end of May. So it's all good. Thank you.
That's Love. Featuring Arthur Lee, lead singer of Love. And he didn't write that. Burt Bacharach wrote that song.
Oh, I wondered that
Arthur
this morning
Lee wrote
when I woke
most
up.
Most all the songs that Love did. Anyway, that was My Little Red Book by Arthur Lee. And that was a song that Jim Morrison heard on the radio and goes, we gotta sound like that.
Right.
And in fact, it was Arthur Lee that actually booked the Doors to open for them when Love headlined the Whiskey A Go-Go. And Arthur Lee brought the Doors to Elektra Records and got them signed.
Rodney tells a good story, doesn't he?
He does. I'm riveted.
Maybe the people will be the times between Clark and Hilldale. That's
all
the
right.
street off Sunset Boulevard where the Whiskey A Go-Go is or was. It's still there, but not the same. But
all right.
I remember one time
I
had
can't do that.
David Cassidy from the Partridge Family.
Cannot do that, no.
And Bobby Gillespie of Primal Scream on my show.
Hey, Dwan.
We got a phone call from Arthur Lee.
Fantastic. Dwan's there.
Dwan's here.
Rodney, you stop. Dwan, you go. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Now, when Dwan calls us in the morning, it's not because he has to get up early for something. It's because he's still up.
He's been up all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you been doing all night?
Watching Cop.
Watching Cops.
Yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. What's going on with you, my friend?
Nothing. Still waiting for a phone call from In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger, yeah. You got an interview, though, right?
First interview, but they haven't called me for second interview, though.
They haven't called you back. They haven't said, hey, we liked you. We want to come in and have you check something out.
Oh, okay.
Nothing like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. You know what might help? Maybe it would help if I played your song again.
Oh, sure.
Your In-N-Out song.
In-N-Out. In-N-Out. Don't want a hamburger. Don't want a hamburger. Don't want a hamburger. All of those.
There you go.
Yep.
Dwan, you should try out for American Idol.
Oh, I'm really not interested.
You should try out. Well, I know you're not.
Really?
But some...
You don't want to be famous?
Oh, no. When I start getting the family, just start getting children, I want them to become celebrities.
You want your kids to become celebrities?
Yes.
How come?
Singer famous.
Okay, so you don't want to be famous, but you want your kids to be famous?
Yes.
Okay. How many kids are you looking forward to having, Dwan?
About two or three.
Two or three.
Two or three.
And what does your girlfriend think about that?
You know, I'm single. I'm single in L.A.
Really?
Yes.
What a shocker. when was the last time you had a girlfriend, Dwan?
No girlfriend.
Never?
Nope.
Okay. Well, Dwan, you have to get a girlfriend because how are you going to get married and have kids?
It's hard for me to look for a girlfriend, man.
Because they don't come down to your basement? Where do you run into people the most, Dwan? You don't really.
No.
Yeah.
Right. At work, really. Right? You meet girls at work?
Yeah, I'm their friend, though.
Oh, you're the friend.
Yes.
Well, that sucks.
It's hard to find a girl who'll stay up all night with you watching Cops.
That's true. That is true.
That is a unique woman you're
But if you
can
find that woman, hang on to her with both hands.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Dwan. Well, good luck. I hope you get that call back.
Thanks.
Let us know if we can do anything.
Okay.
All right, bye now.
Okay, bye, Dwan.
Oh, I love him. Love him, love
he
him,
He doesn't
love him.
Want to be famous.
No, he
but
doesn't.
But he wants his kids to be famous.
That was shocking. I thought if he didn't want to be famous, he would transfer that to his kids.
Wouldn't you?
And not want them to be famous as well.
I thought that was odd.
But he'd like them to be famous, it turns out. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amicho, shall we? It's Threesome Wednesdays. And
wait a minute.
What?
I thought it was Threesome Tuesdays
it
yesterday.
It was yesterday, and then it was Threesome Thursdays last week. But now it's Threesome Wednesdays.
Oh, we're hitting every day of the week.
And we have a couple that listens to the show that would like us to help find somebody to fill out the threesome.
Okay.
The problem is that it's hard to find people that are open to that will work.
Yeah.
So it's a guy and a girl, and they're looking for another girl.
All right.
Which is the way God intended that to happen, by the way.
Sure.
Otherwise, it makes Jesus cry. So we're gonna help out that couple today and find somebody in the 8 o'clock hour to help them fulfill their threesome wishes. Also on today's show, we have tickets to the Hollywood premiere of Ocean 13. Can't
so
wait for that movie.
To
that's gonna be so good.
Yeah, they're always fun.
So that's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll give you a chance to earn those. We're going to talk to Harvey Levin about Lindsay Lohan's DUI. And all other stuff that's on his website, TMZ.com. That's the best entertainment website ever. So he's going to be on the program today in the 7 o'clock hour. We are going to tell you about the head of the Chinese Food and Drug Administration.
Hi!
The FDA in China. I don't know if you saw the whole thing with the dog food.
Yeah.
Being tainted.
Tainted gluten or something.
Apparently, tainted gluten is opening for Acoustic Christmas. No.
Okay.
But this guy got the death penalty. The head of the FDA in China got the death penalty.
Wow.
That seems like it's extreme.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll tell you about that coming up just after 6. We're also going to talk about female flashers, which I don't think get their due. They're guy flashers. We could open up the phones and we could say, hey, we're looking for anybody that's anybody that's been flashed by a guy.
Yeah.
And we could take calls all morning because it just happens all the time. There are some female flashers as well.
Really? I've never been flashed by a
female. I have been flashed by a girl.
Have you?
It was the best thing that ever happened to me. I can
and
still
wish
remember,
it would happen again?
I can still remember every second of it. It was when I was in high school. I was just driving down the road. Some girl just stuck – she just stuck her head and upper torso out the window, flashed me,
no
went
kidding.
Right back in. I was like, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
Followed her for 30 miles.
I did. Hey, pull over. No, go away.
That's all she wanted from you.
So we're going to talk about female flashers as well in the 6 o'clock hour. It's 5:42. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, boys and girls. Well, she's at it again on her own website. Britney Spears has posted a new letter to her fans.
Yay!
To explain some of the things that makes her a nutloaf.
Fantastic.
It's pretty lengthy, so I won't bore you with all of it, but... Dear fans, it starts. I just wanted to reach out to all of you and explain some of the things that I've been faced with recently. It's so funny how many stories are put out there about people. It's like we all want our side of the story out there as well. But at the end of the day, only a few people care to hear what is really going on, since the bad is always so much more interesting than the truth. I don't know why, but this is so weird to me. Yeah, that's what it is. People are making up stories about you. Remember that time they made up that story about you shaving all your hair off like a lunatic and beating up an SUV with an umbrella? Those people sure can make up some crazy stories, can't they, Brittany?
She actually did those things.
Remember when you left rehab and you went and got tattoos and how you've been partying recently and ignoring your children and how everyone made those stories up?
No, that also happened.
What?
Yeah.
I used to be angry at the tabloids for printing horrible things about me. Now I just try to be numb to what I see. I saw Tyra Banks once get really upset and cry on her show because they made her look fat.
Who made her look fat?
And doesn't she call the tabloids when she's going places?
Of course
places?
She does. She alerts them before she leaves. I'm going to punch her in the face. This thing is just chock full not only of stupidity, but she writes like a 10-year-old. It goes on to say, recently, I went to a very humbling place called rehab.
Really? We hadn't heard about that.
It's like a primer. I truly hit rock bottom. Till this day, I don't think it was alcohol or depression.
What was it?
I was like a bad kid running around with ADD. I had a manager from a long time ago come in and try to direct me and my life after I got my divorce. I was so overwhelmed, I think I was a little in shock, too. I didn't know who to go to. I realized how much energy and love I had put into my past relationship when it was gone, because I genuinely did not know what to do with myself. It made me so sad. I confess, I was so lost.
Come on.
Shut up. Stop playing the victim.
So this means she's okay to drink, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Because it wasn't.
Because she got a divorce, Lisa, and no one else has ever gone through that.
No.
Divorce is unique to Brit. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish she would have known it was okay to drink before she went into rehab, you know?
She's painting herself as a victim here, obviously. It goes on to say, I know everyone thinks I am playing the victim. But I am not.
Wrong.
And I hate what is going on right now so much. Maybe this is the reason for this letter. To maybe allow people to look at me differently. God, she writes like Dewan.
She does. Toto.
Anyway, go on and on if you'd like to read the entirety. It's on BritneySpears.com. It's really pretty spectacular.
I'm confused because I feel like I've been missing out on life.
Like what part of life?
Life. Like things and things going on.
It's all the partying.
Huh?
It's all the partying.
What are you talking about, all the partying?
They were so happy then.
Yeah.
She closes out with, I guess we will never really understand or figure out life completely. That's God's job. I can't wait to meet him or her. Love, Brittany.
Dear God.
Yeah. Pretty magical. Thanks for some entertaining reading. All right, before I get to the rest of the news, let me give away some tickets that, boy, am I getting a response from this giveaway this week that we have tickets to give away to the red carpet Hollywood premiere of Ocean's 13.
This looks so good.
George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Don Cheadle, Andy Garcia, Al Pacino, Elliot Gould, Bernie Mac. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Star-studded. It's going to be on Tuesday, June 5th. At the beautiful Grauman's Chinese Theater in downtown Hollywood. Also, and the cool part is, if you'd like to see the stars of the film, but you don't win tickets to the premiere, at 11 o'clock in the morning, they're going to have a hand and foot ceremony there in the courtyard at Grauman's Chinese Theater. That's where the stars put their hand and feet prints in cement. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, and producer Jerry Weintraub will be there in honor of Ocean's 13. That's 11 a.m. in the morning. And then at 5:30 later on, you can hang around if you'd like to and see all the stars arrive on the red carpet. However, if you'd like to attend, I have got, let's give away two pair of tickets right now. Two pair of tickets to Ocean's 13's Hollywood premiere and red carpet ceremony. And I got a little trivia question. I want to give it to somebody who will truly appreciate it. So if you're one of the first two callers to answer this trivia question correctly at 1-800-520-1067, you will get a pair of tickets to attend the Ocean's 13 premiere. Here is your trivia question. In the original film Ocean's 11... which three Las Vegas casinos did Danny Ocean and the boys knock over all at once? What three casinos were their targets in Ocean's 11? If you know the answer, call now. 1-800-520-1067. You're one of the first two callers to get through, you're going to win a pair of tickets.
I know Stateline was one of them.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I think it was Buffalo Bills and whatever the hell the other one is across the street there. Looks like, it looks like Keira Knightley may have a new gig. They're in talks about making a feature film about the life of Princess Diana.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And with all the success the Queen had, both financially and also in the awards for Helen Mirren, they're talking about Keira Knightley starring as Princess Diana, saying that with her star power, plus the fact that Princess Diana was loved about a million times more even than the Queen, for every pound, as they say in England, the Queen makes, the film about Diana will make about 10, the producer claims. So, that's their target. They're trying to get Keira to play her.
I could see that.
I think it's a good choice. Yeah.
I like her. She's a good actress, but does she strike you as
I think she
anything
could.
Anything like Princess Diana?
I think she's got that regal sort of bearing. She could definitely pull it off.
I do too.
Yeah. They're roughly the same type, I think.
Really?
Physically, yeah.
Physically, yeah, I think so. Okay. Give her a haircut and slap some boobs on her and just push her out the door.
Do you slop boobs on her?
I'd like to. Fans of CBS's Jericho series are still sending nuts
seriously
to the network.
They're crazy.
Here's your nut update. By this past weekend, CBS had received 10 tons of peanuts.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I thought you said 10 tons of peanuts.
I did indeed. Spokesman for CBS says the nuts will be donated to somebody who needs nuts. They don't say who they're going to donate it to. I wonder if that's like, oh, we're going to donate it to a charity. It's like, I think the Goodwill's just sitting around saying, damn, if we could just have some nuts, we could really solve this homeless situation. There'd be a lot of people eating nuts
Supposed
down Skid Row.
Dark
yeah, really.
Lisa,
hey, it's Gene Simmons. Oh, Gene, what are you doing here?
You know,
Gene?
I was thinking about donating some nuts. Do you think your face would be a worthy receiver?
Oh,
Gene, what?
Here's why it's a good idea to jump in on the ground floor or something when you get the opportunity. 50 Cent, the rapper,
yep. Yeah.
Invested in vitamin water back in 2004. Put a couple bucks into vitamin water.
Yeah.
Added his own flavor to the line, Formula 50. I don't know if you ever tried that or not.
I'm afraid of what his own flavor
yeah,
is.
Me too.
But Coca-Cola recently purchased vitamin water for $4 billion last week.
Wow.
Wow.
50 owned about 10% of the company. Walked away with an estimated $400 million from the deal.
He's a visionary.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, how do you like that?
He's a businessman. That's what he is.
Yep.
That's yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah. Around the same time, I invested in Pee Pee Water, which was another flavor out there at the time.
How's that one going?
And no one's trying to buy that.
Not so good.
No.
We have a winner if you'd like, Ralph.
I would love a winner.
Ouch. Okay, that needs
they
to be.
They have a loud phone, that winner
louder
does.
Elizabeth in Orange.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth.
It is the MGM Grand,
right.
Mirage,
right.
and Bellagio.
You're absolutely right. Those were the three casinos Danny Ocean and his 11 targeted in the first film. Congratulations. You won yourself a pair of tickets to go to the Ocean's 13 premiere.
Thank you so much. Hi, Mom.
Your mom's not here, sweetie.
No, my mom's listening to the radio, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused.
We
my
thought
bad.
You were confused. You thought your mom was here.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Thank you. Hold
Thank
on.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
You're
you.
And let's see. Jay from Pasadena also got those tickets.
Oh, I like Jay. I'm glad he won. Good stuff.
Feel good about him?
Yeah. It's good times. Speaking of rappers, Young Jeezy was arrested for disorderly conduct after he and his posse didn't apparently realized that last call had happened at a Georgia strip club they were visiting,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't serving booze anymore. Well, they were upset about that. You know how it is, Kevin.
You can imagine.
When you're in a strip club at the end of the night and you realize you've missed last call,
yeah,
you've wanted to conduct some disorderly yourself, haven't
sure,
you?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
You don't want to cut Young Jeezy off, though, do you?
No, I don't think I do.
I don't think so.
He was booked at DeKalb County Jail last Thursday under his real name. And he was later released after paying $284 in fines, which is a small price to pay to be able to raise some hell in a strip club.
It's nothing, right?
Yeah. I guess don't get caught doesn't apply here when they take you into jail. Oh, 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 stop it. Oh, oh, how do I do it? And finally, someone's stepping up for those of us who go into movie theaters and don't like the a-holes we have to sit next to.
Excellent.
Regal Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
The country's largest theater chain, by the way, is clamping down on rude audiences by giving certain movie viewers wireless devices to alert managers when other people act out of turn.
So you could just have a beeper and just kind of push the button and
Some a-hole's talking loud or they're disrupting the movie or their cell phone's on or they're talking to the cell phone. You just hit this button and it alerts the manager and they come in there and start kicking ass.
I like it.
I do too. But who do you decide who gets the magic beeper, though?
Must be people who go there all the time, I would imagine.
I guess, yeah. Maybe some of the regulars. But so they're going to rat out your fellow moviegoers, which I think is
Happily.
An excellent idea.
You should hand out paint guns is what they should hand out. Blow darts.
Or I always mention those Freon air horns.
Yep.
Never hear anyone stop talking quicker when you blast that in their ear. And I'm a little concerned. My On the Lot not doing so well in ratings.
Oh, it's a good show.
It's a great show. See, last night, did you see the results show last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Can't believe that freaking bitch who made the light bulb movie is still there. It's unfreaking believable.
I know, that was
she
not
a
good
movie.
Movie
about screwing in a light bulb.
Really? That's the whole thing?
Not well done.
It's horrible.
I saw the one you were talking about yesterday with the...
Get a room?
With the retarded
Get
guy.
A room!
Get a room!
He's a nerd, Kevin. He's not retarded.
That is awesome, that movie.
Hysterical. That was one of the top three movies in terms of vote-getters yesterday.
Good.
But apparently in the ratings, not doing so well.
Hmm.
Monday night's first show, which was the first screening show of the one-minute comedies, pulled in enough viewers to put it in fifth place in its time slot.
Wow.
So I'm just worried I might never see who wins the million-dollar contract with DreamWorks Pictures. I'm just hoping that... It's
that
summertime, so Fox says, look, let's just show it anyway.
Yeah.
Even though nobody's watching. Today's celebrity birthdays, Tom Morello. You know him from Audioslave, Rage Against the Machine. He's 43 years old today. Winona, the country singer, is also 43 years old today.
Yep.
You don't even have to call that one. That's
really
just acceptable.
Fat.
Ted McGinley, our pal from Married with Children and Love Boat and Happy Days. The series killer, as he's known. He's 49 years old today. And who else we got? Oh, Manny Ramirez, professional baseball player, turns 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but in China, the ex-food and drug safety chief was sentenced to death.
That seems extreme,
doesn't
it?
This is like
it?
The head of the FDA here, the Food and Drug Administration. There, the guy's name is Zheng Xiao, I believe. Xiao. And he's the head of the State Food and Drug Administration. He was convicted on charges of taking bribes and dereliction of duty.
Well, yeah, dereliction of duty for sure.
So apparently there were 13 babies that died of malnutrition after being fed fake milk powder with no nutritional value.
Oh, my God.
None.
Well, that's kind of murder.
And he also was the one, I guess, responsible for the tainted pet food that was sent out. There were, you know, millions of dogs and cats all over the place. Got sick and or died. So they're going to kill him.
That does still seem extreme, doesn't it?
They've had it with this guy. They are going to send him to his death.
Oh, my God.
And I believe we have the judge who made that ruling. Judge Wang Hu. Good morning, Wang.
I am who?
Wait.
I am who?
You're
right, Judge.
You're Judge Wang.
Who? I'm Judge Wang Hu.
Yes, you are.
Good morning.
Confused me.
Confucius was a different guy.
Okay, sorry.
I got to tell you, Your Honor, it really seems like it's a little extreme to sentence this guy to death.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there was tainted pet food.
That's right. He ruined our gluten.
I'm sorry, what?
He ruined our gluten.
Oh, wheat gluten.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yes.
The gluten. The gluten. The gluten's on fire. We don't give a... Yeah. Let the mother die. That's what we said in the courtroom.
Well, you seem like a pretty hip judge knowing that.
Oh, we love our hip-hop here in Beijing.
So you had a public trial, I imagine?
Yeah,
and...
well, as public as it gets in China.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I guess not.
Well, we're not big on democracy over here.
So not so much public.
No.
Okay.
Pretty much one guy say, you die.
What's it like to have that power?
It's fun.
Yeah? Good times?
I can make up all kinds of crap. You know, click it or tick it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I say click it or kill you.
Wow, it's rough to live there.
Wear a goddamn seatbelt.
Man, oh man, you're not just fooling around.
And this guy, same guy, he caused babies to die.
Right.
The baby starved to death because of him.
Well, did he know, though? I mean, he was accepting bribes, but he probably didn't really know what was going to happen.
Well, he should have thought of that before I killed him. But when he killed those babies, I said, you get 20 days in jail.
20 days?
That's right.
Okay.
When you start killing dogs, then I'm getting serious.
That's where you draw the line.
God damn it. I hate when dogs die.
I think he
unless they're my lunch.
Oh, God.
I think he was taking bribes from the big drug companies, though, and that's why he was, you know, being lax on, you know,
regulations.
All that stuff come from you people in the West.
What are you talking about?
You people with your greed and your capitalism. Communism never fails that way.
Except for this guy.
Except for this guy, yeah. That's why we're going to make an example of him.
Now, death penalty seems a little strong even for what you've described.
I don't think so.
Okay.
We're going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cut him up.
Right.
We're going to feed him to dogs.
Okay.
That's the irony.
That really is.
That's what we call irony.
The dogs will get their revenge.
Irony.
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 Right. I think we're saying the same thing.
Irony.
Right. I think we're saying the same
thing. I can't say what you're saying.
Irony.
Irony.
Just go ire.
Ile.
No. Ire.
Ilo.
Oh, forget it. I don't think this is working. What's your name again, Your Honor?
Oh, the phone calls are going to be coming in soon.
Yes, they are. And I'm going to route them right to you, Your Honor.
I'm Judge Who?
Yes, you are.
What?
Exactly. And it's time to talk about female flashers, because we don't do this often enough.
Or they don't do it often enough.
I think they do. I think they do. They really? Just don't get their due. I think they don't get the proper respect that they deserve.
Okay.
But guys flash all the time. We've done this topic 100,000 times of, all right, call us if you've been flashed. And the lines just light up. It's like everyone in Southern California has been flashed
by a
guy.
I don't know a girl who hasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
The compulsion to do that, the psychological damage that causes you to want to expose your junk to people and get a reaction from them, is almost exclusively male. Not a lot of women have that condition.
Except for this one. There's one in Framingham?
Framingham, New York, yeah.
Oh, it's New York. I thought it was Massachusetts. This woman apparently was showing her ass to people. And this is weird, too, because I think don't guys pick, like, hot chicks to flash? Do they flash anyone?
Oh, I think they'll flash anyone.
Yeah, they don't really care who it is as long as they get a shocked reaction. That's usually why they do it.
Well, at 6 p.m., there was a woman walking near a store with her two children, both younger than 10. So a woman with two young kids. And somebody opened the back door of a van, a parked van, and bent over and mooned them. Right?
Jeez.
So the woman called 911 immediately. And the officers said they approached the van. They knocked on the rear door. She opened it. She didn't have her pants on. They were down around her ankles, and she had no panties.
Okay.
And they said, are you? And she said, no. What are you talking about?
First they said, Brittany? No. It's Shantae.
It was Shantae. Shantae Kamek, 29 years old.
Just in a van flashing people?
Yes. apparently they had four different sightings of her showing her ass. And the police, when they questioned her, she had their pants down and no panties, and she declined to say that it was her. It was not her.
The great thing is the cop says to her, what are you doing? She goes, I'm just sitting here minding my own business.
Just minding my own business, not engaging anyone else anymore.
Why are your pants down around your ankles then?
Well, that's her own business, Ralph.
Oh, I see.
True. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you don't see the women get caught for this a lot. I got caught for mooning when I was younger.
Does that not surprise me?
Yeah, I don't know. It should, but it doesn't, does it?
No, not at all.
Well, women call when they get flashed. Guys don't call when they get flashed by women.
No, that's
they
true.
They call their friends and say...
Trust me, you haven't seen Shantae.
You'll never believe.
It's a crime that Shantae was flashing anything. You don't want to see anything from Shantae.
You want to see the back of her head. That's it. That's all.
Oh.
So 1-800...
He means walking away.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
I did in that case. Yeah. So 1-800-520-1067 if you have been flashed by a girl or you're a girl flasher. Now, here's the caveat. Here's what we want to say. If you're at, it's your Havasu or someplace.
Right.
New Orleans.
Mardi Gras.
Someplace where everyone's flashing. Not such a big deal.
Yeah. Right.
We want the in-city flashers. The people who do it in town when it's not a holiday, you know? Those are the people we're looking for.
The serious ones.
The serious ones. I was in Phoenix where I was growing up and driving when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it was 3 or 4 in the morning. And I was driving home, and this car pulled up next to me. And there were four girls in the car. And one of them stuck her head and her upper torso out the window and flashed me.
Oh, how happy were you?
And got back in the car. And I just thought to myself, I could die happy now. That's the best thing that ever happened to me.
There's nothing better than unexpected nudity.
Yes.
When, you know, you go to see a stripper or you go to see a porn movie or whatever, you know, it's one thing. But when it just comes out of nowhere, it really does just make your day.
It really is amazing.
I wish
women could enjoy the beauty of the flasher as much as guys do.
Women don't seem to like it as much.
It's very upsetting emotionally to
women.
So
I've heard. Anyway.
That's what they told you.
Yeah, they told me. Yeah.
But when guys get flashed, I still remember the car I was driving, the street. I have got no memory whatsoever, but that was strong.
It's burned into your brain.
Yes, it is. It'll hopefully never go away.
Was she hot?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was relatively hot, yeah.
She was young and hot.
I mean, when you start talking about the group of people who flash you, at that point it was only her. But she was pretty hot.
Yeah. Not that you're that picky in that situation.
No, I'll take anyone.
Like I said, any unexpected boob is good boob.
Except for this Shantae.
Except for Shantae. And she wasn't even given boobs. She was given ass.
Yeah. If you're going to flash, by the way, don't,
She was an angry flasher. She wasn't doing it to give you joy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing.
I love the cops asked the victims, do you think it was on purpose? Yeah, she stopped the van, she opened the door, and she showed me her ass. It wasn't accidental. Her ass didn't fall out of the van while she was driving by.
Yeah. if her ass fell out of the van when she was driving by, we got bigger problems.
That's right.
So let's take a few phone calls. Let's say good morning to Leonard in Commerce. Good morning, Leonard.
Good morning, guys. How's it going, Kevin and Beans?
Good.
Good.
Hi,
thank
Leonard.
You got flashed?
Yeah, dude. This one time in high school, right? We're kicking back with my buddies outside in the lunch area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just kicking back, you know, having a good time. And all of a sudden, this punker chick just walks up to us. She picks up her shirt. Her freaking boobs just fall out. They plop out. And we're all looking at her like, what the hell is going on? And then all of a sudden, she just puts the shirt down, she turns around, and walks the other way.
Isn't that the best thing ever?
I think she must have been dared or something.
Probably,
she
yeah.
To bet.
It was probably, we probably thought that too, because she just did it, wham, and then she put it down and turned around and walked the other way. We're like, we're looking at each other like, what the heck's going on here? Like,
yeah.
What do we do now? How do we make it happen again?
Again.
It's such a shame that, such a shame that with guys wanting to flash as much as they do, women can't get a kick out of it like that. Because this guy probably, every time you saw that girl for the rest of high school, you probably thought, oh, maybe she'll flash me.
Yeah, oh, dude, maybe she'll flash again, but nope, just that one time.
Hey, there she is. There's the girl. Let's go over there.
nothing.
Hey, she gave you enough. It's
that's
just
right.
Other people
that was good enough.
Other people need to step up.
Yeah. Sounds like she did it with a vengeance. She got up there and just, there.
Here you go.
I showed you.
Damn it. That's
all
right.
For imaginations, that was so cool.
Leonard will take it however he can get it at that
point. Yeah, good for you, Leonard.
Thank you, Leonard. All right, let's go to...
When I was in grade school, a girl, this is like really young.
Grade school.
Yeah, a girl would sit in our class ahead of us,
in the classrooms. And we were setting those chairs. It's sort of like one piece. It's a desk, and then it's got a piece of metal that takes around to the chair. And the chairs were open in the back, and she used to pull her pants down and show us her ass from when we were in the back of the room during class.
Wow.
She just loved showing her ass off.
It wasn't to someone in particular? Was this all of you? Whoever?
All of us. Whoever was sitting behind her got a chance to see her ass. She would just randomly do it in the course of a classroom. You know, every couple of months, she would just pull down her pants and show her ass.
I'd love to know what that girl grew up to do.
I would, too. I'd like to know where she is right now.
Senator.
At 12, I mean, that was pretty spectacular.
Seriously, yeah.
She have a nice ass?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic.
She was 12.
Let's go to...
They're all good at 12.
They're all good at 12.
Let's go to Nick in Redlands. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
You were flashed?
Yeah. You know, I've never seen so much random nudity in my life as when I was a missionary down in Brazil, and the ladies knew I couldn't do a thing about it. I had the shirt tie and the two-year commitment, and probably about a dozen times I saw some tatas or something else hanging out the window just taunting me.
That's fantastic.
It just mocked you.
Because they knew you were a Mormon missionary?
Yeah, so I couldn't do a thing about it. Couldn't date, couldn't do anything. They knew I was off limits, so they just showed it and drove away.
But you weren't really off limits. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I love that. See, that's perfect. That's what should be happening. Women should be taunting that guy every move, every second
Absolutely.
Of the day.
The Church of Latter-day Boobs. That's where he was going.
All right, we got a lot of people on hold, and we'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Female flashers, but in the city where you don't normally see that kind of thing. Not necessarily in a strip club or someplace else. We'll take your calls when we get back.
Do you gotta have boobs?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, and 636, we're going to take some more phone calls. We were talking about this flasher, Shantae Kamek, 29 years old, in a van, opening the back door and showing people her ass.
Woo, look at my butt.
Yep. Police said, hey, what are you doing? She said, nothing, minding my own business.
Uh-huh.
That's all, officer.
Let's go to Jeff in Simi Valley. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You got flashed?
Yeah. We're driving out to Big Bear to go snowboarding and driving down the 10 freeway, and this group of girls pull up next to us in an SUV, and next thing you know, girl in passenger seat bends over, slaps it all out on the window.
Right.
And that's not even the best part. Girl leaves like a snail trail.
Okay, good. Hey, thanks for that topic.
Wow.
Enjoy your breakfast, people.
How can you turn something so good and make it so bad so quick?
Here's what I'd like to say to the girls. It's not the same as it is for you. So you think if a guy flashes you, you hate it, and you want to get away, and it scares you. Not the same for guys. Guys love it. Don't feel like
I'm getting that idea.
Don't feel like you can't do it. Because
you're throwing raw meat into a lion's cage is what you're doing. I'd love to hear from some girls who have flashed.
I'd like to know the reason.
To know what the psychology is behind that choice. Like, oh, there's a guy in the freeway. He's going to show him my cans right now.
Good for them is what I'd like to say.
I know. I'm just wondering what the thought process is.
Rachel in Garden Grove is one of them. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So you and a group of friends would flash.
We used to go around in my old convertible and just flash random guys. Don't know why. We were young and dumb, I guess.
No!
That's not dumb. You were young and smart.
You were young and smart. You understand what guys need. And by the way, used to? Come on.
Why did you stop?
I guess I got rid of my convertible. And it's just not that easy anymore.
No. Buy a new convertible.
Listen, if you really want to do it, you can make it work.
I'm sure I could.
We'll buy you a convertible. How about that?
Wow.
We're going to call you back in a week and find out. We want you to get right back on that horse. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, you have a baby?
Yeah.
Hey now.
They don't look so good anymore now, do they?
Oh, stop.
Thank you, Rachel, for the call. I don't think that made her happy. Let's go to...
Imagine she flashed out the window and go, and just like squirted breast milk all over your windshield.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Awesome.
You get the windshield wipers going?
Tom in Hacienda Heights. Good morning.
Morning, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Tom.
You were flashed?
I was flashed by a girl that looked just like my boss's daughter, and today I really hope it was. Just because that was something that could have held over his head for the rest of the time that I worked for him.
Now, do you know that it wasn't, or it just kind of looked like it, or what?
She looked a lot like her, but it was dark outside, so it was hard to tell completely, but she looked enough like her that it definitely seemed... Like it was. The thing was, their family was just so ultra, like, you know, upper class conservative that was the one thing that I was like, You know.
Right, and that's why you say it was her. It was definitely her.
Exactly. It wasn't just the boobs. It was the butt also.
Oh, very nice.
Wow, she gave you everything.
The multiple flashing. Fantastic.
Yeah. What was she on? Some sort of rotating pedestal? How did you see it all?
Well, I was in a stoplight, and a car pulled up next to me, and I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone, and all of a sudden I look over and I see this girl pull up her shirt and lean out, and then the light turned green as she was sitting up onto the sill of the front passenger window.
So she was just going to work her way through body parts until she was done.
It seemed like it.
I would have sat at that red light all day, my friend.
Yeah, I was stupid. I drove off.
Oh.
Boo, Tom. Cool. You don't deserve to be flashed.
No, you don't.
Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs. Oh, my God. Boobs.
All right, let's see if we can get some more chicks. Let's go to Stephanie in Lake Elsinore. Good morning. Hello, Stephanie. Is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
There you are. Okay.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Stephanie.
It was actually a while ago. It was during a grad night, and you know how all the students get on the bus. Mm-hmm. We're going to Disneyland, and we're stopped at the off-ramp to, you know, get off the freeway, and we're facing this hotel, and this hotel's facing the bus. The windows are down a little bit, and these girls, these chicks are standing out on the balcony, and they start flashing the guys on the bus.
Awesome.
There's like three guys on this balcony, and my boyfriend was on the bus. He's my husband now. But he was on the bus, and I was like, oh, hell no, he's not going to see boobs and not see mine. So I flashed mine back. And
two of the other
girls on the bus start flashing the other girls. And so we had, like, a flash-off. And, like, all the guys are just sitting on the bus like, oh, my God, look at what's going on. And they were just totally psyched. It was so funny.
I got caught in a boob crossfire.
Yes. Those guys one day are just living their life, and the next day they don't know what's going on, but there's boobs everywhere.
So funny. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
You did the right thing, Stephanie.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye now.
I must have all post-traumatic stress syndrome right now. Shelled with areola.
Oh.
Areola shells, by the way.
Sarah in Highland Park. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. I was coming back from cheer camp my sophomore year from Santa Barbara.
Yes.
And four of us girls just got along the bus and started just flashing random people. And these two girls in a convertible come by, and one of them flashes her skirt up, and her friend puts up her shirt and licks her boob.
Oh,
wow.
Damn, cheerleaders coming back from cheer camp, and girls in a convertible flashing each other.
Oh, it was great.
So good.
It's like a late-night Cinemax movie.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yes, very much. I appreciate that.
Francis says, flashed a trucker on the way to Vegas. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Sarah flashed an entire group of golfers. Fantastic. Golf. Tony was drunk after golf, got flashed. What's going on with this?
I don't know.
But let's say good morning to John, because he's got a hell of a story. Good morning, John. I think I had the wrong line. Good morning, John. Are you there?
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
John Woodland Hills. You got flashed?
I got flashed big time a couple times. It was one of those Tom Likas flash Fridays, man.
Very nice.
I got flashed by a couple of soccer moms out there on the 101 freeway in Woodland Hills.
Oh, look, hey. It's Tom. The microphone's over there.
Yes, it definitely was a goal.
Hey, give it to me! Tom, you're doing good work, apparently.
Flash Friday, baby!
Yeah.
That's right.
It's only Wednesday
the
today.
Crack in the ass. Flash Wednesday!
We have a caller that would like to thank you. His name is John. John, you want to talk to Tom?
Tom, how you doing?
Do you care?
Not really.
Didn't think so.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And those gas flashed at you, huh? Give it a little crack in the ass. Attention whores.
Yeah. Really.
Tom.
Yeah. What about sperm receptacle?
Sperm receptacle. Dump that bitch.
John's now making Likas requests.
I drink wine.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 6:53. We got more chances for you to win that custom motorcycle owned by Mike Ness of Social D. You qualify all week with tickets to the Hootenanny 2007. And we just had a winner for that, Art Cazares from Lakewood. Just got the
Lakewood!
Tickets. So keep listening for your chance to win those. Coming
right?
up on the Kevin
you're and Bean.
Right, Mike? You're up to no good.
Tourette's. He does, yeah. Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Lindsay Lohan, as promised, is back in rehab. This time she's in Malibu's Promises Clinic, as opposed to Wonderland Treatment Center, where she did her first stint in rehab. Wonderland had a lax policy there where you could get day passes and go out and go to a movie and go shopping.
Drink.
Yep.
Promises isn't so much that way.
Yeah.
It's a serious program, and who needs a serious program more than Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
My favorite part of the story yesterday when it was announced that she actually had checked in was Lindsay saying that she hopes we'll all leave her alone during this trying time.
Right.
You first. Leave us alone with your vomiting in public and your stumbling and your crashing into cars and crashing into palm trees and curbs.
This is actually quite dangerous.
You leave us alone first, and then we'll think about leaving you alone. All right, fire crotch?
I like it.
God damn. Speaking of which, just 6 shopping days until Paris Hilton goes to jail.
Yes.
So you want to go out there and take advantage of the sales.
What are we getting? What are we buying for her? For the woman who has everything.
I am getting her some Teflon panties.
Okay, good.
To help deflect anything that may come her way.
And you buy those where?
At the Gap.
Well, I didn't realize they sold those.
They do now.
Okay.
Allegations against Ann Heche coming from her soon-to-be ex-husband, Coley LaFoon, are getting worse. Listen, if you're going to marry a guy named Coley LaFoon, you get what you deserve.
You
in
lose.
My opinion. Star Magazine reports that in addition to what we've already heard Coley say about his nutty soon-to-be ex, he also added that she lets her son Homer, their son Homer, take showers with her and her new boyfriend, James Tupper, from that TV show.
What?
That's got to be creepy.
How old is the kid?
5, I think. 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Ann says they have their bathing suits on, but Coley doesn't buy into it. Apparently, the kid is also allowed to sleep in the same bed as the new couple. And Dad's not happy with that. He also recounts a story where Ann called him once from an airport saying she didn't know where she was.
Oh, good.
She was at LAX. And she didn't know how she got there or where she was supposed to go.
What?
Wow.
And then he didn't hear from her for a while. And the next thing he heard from her, she was back in Vancouver where she was filming her TV show. And she didn't remember the episode at all.
Wow.
That's scary.
Yeah, if you can fly unawares, I think maybe you need to check yourself into some sort of clinic. Before I get to any more stories, let me give away another pair of tickets to a very special event. It is the Hollywood red carpet premiere of Ocean's 13. It's happening Tuesday, June the 5th at Grauman's Chinese Theater. And if you don't win tickets to this it promises to be an amazing premiere. Earlier in that day, at 11 o'clock in the morning, they're going to have a special hand and footprint ceremony in the courtyard at Grauman's Chinese Theater, where they put the footprint and the handprints of the celebrities into cement. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, and producer Jerry Weintraub will all be there, so you should come on out for that as well. But if you'd like to go to the premiere later that evening, I've got a trivia question. If you're the first person through with the correct answer at 1-800-520-1067, you win a pair of tickets to the Ocean's 13 premiere. In the movie Ocean's 11, you may remember that when they do the heist, that there's a big boxing match going on at the MGM Grand.
True.
That is true. You're absolutely right. Okay. It takes place between 2 heavyweight fighters that in reality never actually fought each other. But in the movie, they battle each other. Tell me the name of the 2 heavyweights, the real-life heavyweights who are supposedly fighting each other at the MGM Grand in Ocean's 11. Call now, 1-800-520-1067.
Can't wait for the movie. That's going to be good.
Ah, me too.
Plus, next week, we're talking to George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
What?
Matt Damon. Yep.
You're talking to my new best friend, George Clooney?
Yes, we are.
I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
No, we don't have time.
Warn him off, because I don't think that's good.
You're
for
not
his
a friend of his
at
yet.
All. Well, just when you thought it was safe to be a Teletubby, you figure Jerry Falwell dies, you're off the hook, right?
Sure.
Because he was the one who said the Teletubbies were gay.
You would think.
It's happening all over again. Now the country of Poland is claiming that Teletubbies are gay.
The entire country?
Well, the country's advocate for children's rights, a woman named Eva Sowinska, told a Polish magazine that she thinks Tinky Winky might be gay.
How
poor
dare
Tinky
she.
Winky. He's
Tinky
always
Winky
being picked
might
on.
Be pushing a gay agenda, she claims, because he walks around with a purse. I noticed he has a purse, she said, but I didn't realize he's a boy. At first, I thought that must be a bother for him.
Later, I realized there could be some hidden homosexual undertones.
Unbelievable.
Oh, come on.
This is a brand new Polish joke right here. This woman.
What the hell?
Yesterday, some American journalists called her for another statement, and her office responded that they won't be dealing with the matter anymore because, I quote, they are fictional characters. They have nothing to do with reality.
Really?
Hello?
Really? Took you just now to realize that, did it?
How about somebody tell her that?
Yeah. And in more religious-oriented entertainment news, there's a brand new museum opening up in Petersburg, Kentucky. Have you heard about this place?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
It's called the Creation Museum. They say that there's plenty of natural history museums out there that don't tell the true story of how the world was created.
Right.
So this one is the Bible's versions of Earth's history.
But don't museums have real artifacts?
Artifacts and evidence and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Well, they claim among their exhibits that they can prove that dinosaurs were on Noah's Ark and that all animals were vegetarians until Adam committed the first sin in the Garden of Eden, and that's when they started eating meat.
Don't they say we're only like 3,000 years old?
Okay.
Six, I believe. Six. 6,000 years
okay.
old. Yeah. So if you're making your vacation plans this summer, you may want to stop out to Petersburg, Kentucky. Mm,
let me think. Petersburg, a museum.
Check out the Creation Museum.
No.
Might be good for a laugh.
Yeah, maybe. That's true.
Bean will go this summer. That's what I'm guessing. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do. We have Dwayne in Fullerton. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning,
Lisa May.
Good morning.
Morning, Dwayne. What two heavyweights were supposedly fighting at the MGM Grand in Ocean's 11?
Vladimir Klitschko and Lennox Lewis.
That's right. Lennox Lewis and Vladimir Klitschko, who never actually fought in real life, although Lennox did fight Vitaly Klitschko, Vladimir's brother. Congratulations. You're going to get a pair of tickets to go see the premiere of Ocean's 13.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ted McGinley. He was Jefferson on Married with Children. He was also in The Love Boat, Happy Days. God, he's been in every TV series ever. He's 49 years old today. And Tom Morello from Audio Slave and Rage Against the Machine turns 43 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Oops, she's done it again. On the front page of BritneySpears.com, Britney Spears has written another letter to her fans explaining how she's feeling as she goes through these trials and tribulations.
Her letters are fantastic, aren't they?
They're really magical. First of all, they go on and on and on. And she writes like a 10-year-old writing into her diary, pretty much. That's what it sounds like.
But a 10-year-old that thinks she's smarter than everyone and has to dumb it down so that we understand.
Yeah.
She's got that attitude.
At least she does simplify things for us so we can understand what it's like to be Britney, because it's not like anything we could possibly understand.
Of course not, no. So we have, I believe we have Britney on the phone. Good morning, Britney.
Morning. Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
Good.
Another letter to your fans, Britney?
You guys, I wrote a letter and stuff.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Why did you feel like you had to write another letter to your fans, Britney?
Because I thought it was, like, really important stuff for me to speak for myself and not have, like, Billy Bush and all those people on TV, like, speak for me. Oh, my God. It totally sucks.
Okay. All right. What is it that you wrote? Do you mind reading us some of it? So
okay.
Got a feel for it?
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dear fan, what is that?
Just nothing. Just the music.
I don't like it.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't like it.
All right.
Turn it off.
All right. Wow. Britney wants, Britney gets.
Did you write a letter about turning it off?
Dear fans, I just wanted to reach out to all of you and explain some of the things that I have been faced with recently. It's so funny how many stories are put out there about people. It's like we all want our side of the story out there as well, but at the end of the day, only a few people care to hear what is really going on, since the bad is always so much more interesting than the truth and stuff. I used to be angry at the tabloids for printing horrible things about me, mm-hmm. but now I just try to be, like, numb to what I see. Like, I don't even, like, feel it and stuff.
I'm, you
like,
don't feel
numb.
It at all.
I'm totally, like, numb, like, brain freeze. Like, you know when you, like, have a Slurpee too fast?
We know,
like,
numb.
Oh!
Or numb, like, how your gums get when you do a lot of cocaine?
Yeah. Totally. I saw Tyra Banks once get really upset and cry on her show because they made her look totally fat.
Okay, how did they make her look fat?
They made her look really fat. She was in, like, this one piece that, by the way, was, like, so not cute.
Yeah.
And her, like, boots look really flabby, and her gut was really big, and
right.
her thighs look really big.
That's
that was
because
so mean.
She was fat. They didn't
yeah.
make her look fat.
They just took a picture.
You guys, they could have done, like, a nice photo shoot with, like, just her head.
That's true. They could
that wouldn't
that.
Have been nice.
It was
then.
Rude.
Okay.
Right. Recently, I was sent to, like, a very humbling place called rehab.
Sure.
I truly hit rock bottom.
Till this day, I don't think that it was like alcohol or depression. I was like a bad kid running around with ADD. Hi, wait. No one gave me meds.
Okay, all right, wait a minute, though. So you're saying it wasn't a problem with alcohol?
No.
Or depression?
Nope.
Just ADD?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
I just want meds. Hello. I think the whole problem was letting too many people into my life. You never know another person's intentions and what another person wants. I have had to cut so many people out of my life. It is so sad.
Now, those people, do you mind if I clarify a little bit? Are we talking about former longtime manager or mom or dad?
Yeah, it is so sad. They, like, totally had to go because my new Escalade only seats, like, six people.
I see.
Right. There was, like, not enough room.
I got you. Okay.
But it's really sad because if anyone is, like, a family person, it's me.
Sure,
guys.
Sure.
Totally me. I know everyone thinks that I'm playing like the victim. Oh my god.
Which you are.
But I am totally not.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I hate what is going on right now so much. Mm-hmm. I feel like some of the people in my life, like, made more of some issues than was totally necessary. I think it is actually normal for a young girl to go out and stuff after a huge divorce. I'm 25, and I do still have a lot to learn, and I'm going to make some mistakes, like, every day, and I'm sure every stupid mistake I make will probably be on, like, CNN or Good Morning America, y'all.
Yeah, I don't think CNN and Good Morning America are what you need to be worried about, really. Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, they do real news.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tonight on The Insider,
that's
Britney
the
Spears and a 700-pound man.
Hi, Pat.
Those are the shows.
He's not here. That's just Ralph doing an impression.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're good and stuff.
Thanks.
I am sitting here at home. This is not right now. Well, I mean, I am sitting here at home, but this is when I wrote this.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting at home,
right?
And it was 6:25, and both of my sons were asleep. They're so cute.
In a different house?
No, I gave them some NyQuil and Capri Sun, and I put them in the laundry room.
It's a good cocktail.
I'm sorry, you put them in the laundry room?
Because it's really comfy in there.
It sounds comfy.
Don't turn the dryer on.
I just hope this letter, like, made some of you think a little bit more of me and where I'm coming from. I guess we never really understand or figure out life completely or whatever. That's, like, God's job and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to meet him or her. Love, Brit. And
nice.
Then I have a quote. Can I read you my quote? It's so awesome.
Yeah, I read this quote. Who are you quoting?
It's super rad. Me.
Okay, so you're quoting yourself.
Yeah, my super rad quote. Ready? It is okay to disagree with people regarding certain issues. You're not being true to yourself if you succumb to others' opinions because you feel guilty.
That's your quote of you.
Seriously, how awesome is that? Hello.
That's awesome.
It's awesome and stuff.
Wow.
You know, Brady, I can't wait for you to meet God either.
No, no. Can we go together?
No, you first.
Okay.
We'll follow right on. Time to speak with our man, Harvey Levin.
There's a lot going on.
TMZ.com. Good morning, Harvey.
Hey, guys. Hey, what's me?
How you doing?
Hi, Harvey.
Once again, TMZ scoops everybody, Harvey. First place I found out about the Lindsay Lohan bust, the DUI bust, was on your website.
Yeah, it's quite the bust.
What's wrong with her?
Well, look, I mean, she's got a problem. She's really got a big problem. And, you know, I think this time I think she's taken it seriously. She has a really good lawyer, Blair Burke. You know, and Blair Burke represented Mel Gibson. She has represented a lot of people in a lot of trouble.
Right.
She drove her to rehab 2 days ago. And this is not going to be one of those in and out things. This is the real deal where she really needs help to save herself. And it's that serious.
But Harvey, correct me if I'm wrong. She was in her car with two other people. She ran into a tree?
She went up the median. You know where Sunset and Foothill is in Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
She it was a single car thing. I mean, it wasn't like she hit another car.
Right.
Not to excuse it.
So, but then she ran into it, and then she left and went to the hospital.
Well, she left, and then some friends took her to the hospital, and then the cops came 2 minutes after she crashed the car.
Right.
And then they found her at the hospital, and they arrested her.
A hit and run if you only hit a tree?
Well, you know, that's so funny because we're going to do something on that today. It's a hit and run in California if you're involved in an accident that causes bodily injury or property damage and you leave without leaving the proper information. This is a single car accident, and I want to check more into the kind of damage and whether that's covered by the law, but if it's hit and run, it could be a felony.
Harvey, I heard wow. the tree has got a lawyer, I heard, and is going to sue her.
Deborah Opry.
You know, Harvey, I was thinking as I read this story. Now, apparently she was being chauffeured around the previous night. She wasn't drinking and driving then.
Right, and she had gone to her house, which was actually nearby where she crashed, and then apparently left at about 5:30 in the morning.
Now, I know you guys have talked about this before, but they say she was at Ledoux the night before. She was at Sky Bar.
Right.
What is it with these clubs that is letting a 20-year-old girl, a girl who's underage, drink and party in their establishments?
Well, look, I don't know what happened inside those bars, but I am going to tell you something. This city is ridiculous, and we've been doing stories like this for over a year now. I don't know if you remember on the site about a year ago.
We do.
We got a picture of Jesse McCartney, who was 18 years old at the time, with a beer in his hand and mood. Well,
right.
We have all sorts of shots of these young stars under 21, not only going into the clubs, but they literally take the velvet ropes down when they come. So the game in this town has always been, get these hot young starlets in, and it'll fill the club up. The real problem is there's an agency called the Alcohol Beverage Control Board,
right,
which supposedly monitors these people. They did absolutely nothing. We embarrassed them into finally saying that they were going to do an investigation, but they absolutely turned a blind eye to these clubs, and what they do is they bust mom-and-pop liquor stores in the San Fernando Valley, and they don't worry about, what's going on right in front of their noses.
Excellent. So all kinds of public drinking going on from underage people, they don't care.
They don't care.
Okay, so basically she's in the hospital. They pull her. They pull in, they arrest her, and they find cocaine in her car? When did that happen?
Yeah, they found it later, and then the Beverly Hills Police basically held a news conference, which is kind of weird in itself that they do this, but they held a news conference saying, guess what, we just found cocaine. and so, theoretically, there could be enhanced charges on this, but what has to happen is the DA has to get the case and then make a decision on what to do.
Now, do you think this is a preemptive strike on behalf of her legal team to get her into rehab, or do you think she's really trying to get a handle on this?
I got to tell you something. I know something about this. She is in serious trouble, and I think she found God because she's probably, I think she's going to sacrifice this movie that she's supposed to do next week.
Right.
She's not going to go in and out of this, and as a matter of fact, somebody from the movie set told us, they're just going to shuttle her back and forth from promises, and I made some phone calls, and they said, that ain't going to happen. She does not care about movies right now. She's in trouble.
You would think it would be from running the car into the tree is where she would be in trouble, but didn't she go out drinking the next night?
Well, look.
After that?
Let me say this. If she did, why would that surprise? If she's got the kind of problem that apparently she has, that wouldn't surprise me.
No, it wouldn't surprise me either.
But
I'm saying
that means she doesn't realize she's in trouble.
Well, she's in promises. She's in promises.
But is she there again just because the lawyer recommended it, or because she really wants to get help?
That's time is going to tell that, and I've just got a real problem saying that somebody's evil when they've got a huge substance abuse problem. I mean, she's got a huge problem,
right?
And she's got to solve it. I don't think that makes her evil or bad. She's out of control, but she needs help. Now, the question is she going to get it? Can she overcome it?
Right.
And is the substance abuse so powerful? I mean, look, she came up from she grew up in the most screwed up household that you can possibly imagine. Her parents were completely dysfunctional. She got famous too quick, she got rich too quick, and she couldn't handle it. And, I mean, I think she was a goner before she started.
Wow, that's sad.
It is.
Well, I hope she's in it for real. We saw Britney Spears get out and badmouth everybody that put her in.
I love that letter, by the way.
Yeah, wasn't that letter spectacular?
I listened all the way in.
She's
magic.
Just
that long, by the way.
She's magic. By the way, that was edited to about half of what it really was.
Well, you know what? Thank God for the American school system,
Yeah, makes you proud.
Now, what about Lindsay's 21st birthday party? What about that?
Well, people are running for cover right now. I mean, it's kind of interesting. What's interesting? I've been looking at some of the articles that have been written right now, and people are asking, is Lindsay going to pull a Kate Moss, where Kate Moss ended up being stronger than ever? But a lot of people are saying no, that she's not. And I think the reason is Kate Moss was kind of under the radar when she was having all those problems.
Right.
And everything Lindsay is doing is public, and she just looks so flighty that I think the public just doesn't like her, and she really needs to do a turnaround.
Would you guess that her crotch is still on fire? Yes or no?
Yeah,
I think they can treat that at Promises, too.
Do they treat that there?
Some kind of therapy.
Oh, that's good news.
You guys.
TMZ.com is the website. We love you having you on, Harvey. Thank you very much for coming on our show.
Okay, guys.
And Harvey, you know, there's only 6 shopping days till Paris goes away.
You know what? Maybe sooner.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You can't say that.
Tease us with that?
Hey. I know. I don't know.
Don't make me come over there again, Harvey.
Oh, jeez.
I'll do it. Thanks for coming on.
And I'm not telling you where.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye now.
Ocean's 13. The third in the Ocean's trilogy, and I can't wait to see this movie. They're back in Vegas. The Ocean's 2, they were over there in Europe, but now they're back in Vegas. You got Al Pacino. You got Andy Garcia back. You got all the gang. And they are doing a special Hollywood red carpet premiere June the 5th at Grauman's Chinese Theater. It's going to be quite an event. Earlier that day, 11 o'clock in the morning, they're going to have the hand and footprint ceremony where George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, producer Jerry Weintraub will be putting their hand and feet prints in cement. It's going to be an amazing day. We've got a pair of tickets to give away.
We do, as a matter of fact, with Clooney's Clues.
Come on in. What did you say?
A clue.
You see a clue?
I see a clue.
Do you want to play?
Clooney's Clues! Clooney's Clues!
Those of you that haven't had to watch Blue's Clues because you don't have kids, you're so lucky.
You consider yourself lucky?
That show blows!
It's great. I watch it. I don't even have kids.
Oh, my God.
What are you saying? Heaven. Let's go look in the mailbag. Let's go look and read the letter and everything. I love that.
No, you don't.
Oh,
I love
it.
I reject you totally.
No, Blue's Clues rocks.
Oh.
Well, this is Clooney's Clues. And
Clooney's Clues!
Right. And what you're going to need to do is identify George Clooney movies.
If you're a real Clooney fan, it should be simple. We'll play a piece of dialogue from a George Clooney film. All you need to do is to identify it and tell us what George Clooney movie it comes from, and that'll enter you in the grand prize drawing for a pair of tickets to go to the red carpet Hollywood premiere of Ocean's 13.
All right, let's start with Sylvia in Maywood. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning.
Big George Clooney fan?
I am, but I'm so nervous right now that I can't think.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You're good in a contest.
Trying to block everything out but this clip. You're going to hear a clip from a movie. You just need to tell us the name of the movie. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Didn't you say you want to meet in the morning?
Here we are.
Well, since you just picked this place out of a hat, my brother is dead. That girl's entire family is dead.
What, were they psychos?
They look like psychos? Is that what they look like? They were vampires. Psychos do not explode when sunlight hits them. I don't give a f*** how crazy they are.
Oh, it's a good one.
Oh, my God.
What movie is that from?
This is my boyfriend's favorite movie, and I can't think of it right now. Is it Dusk to Dawn?
I'd say that's close enough.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, my God. Is it?
From Dusk Till Dawn. Yeah.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's so cool.
Congratulations.
Now, hold on. That just puts you in the drawing, so we're not sure if you won the tickets yet or not, okay?
All right,
hold
thanks.
On. Wow, she almost missed her boyfriend's favorite movie.
Yeah, he would have been pissed.
Let's go to Kevin in San Clemente. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Here's your George Clooney movie. You ready?
Yeah.
Identify this.
We'll find a vehicle. You drive back, get a helicopter, fly, and get your men.
We can't do that.
Why not? You have a huge army here.
We're not supposed to be involved in the uprising. We killed Iraqi soldiers, broke the peace accord.
You know what I think? You're stealing gold, that's what I think. We're fighting Saddam and dying, and you're stealing gold.
You're wrong.
They have 500,000 men in the desert. They send 4 guys to pick up all this bullion? I don't think so.
All right, what movie is that from?
Three Kings.
Three Kings,
absolutely
correct.
Absolutely right, another good one.
Nicely done, hold
you're
on.
You're the drawing.
All right.
Clooney's Clues! Yeah.
Yes, that's what this is.
I love Clooney's Clues.
Nate in Long Beach, good morning.
Morning.
What do you teach?
I substitute teach, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you're
so
a placeholder.
Whatever.
You're a placeholder.
It's
I love
the
that.
Worst job in the country, a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
You ready for your Clooney clue?
Yeah.
Name this movie.
He wants me to lay a few people off.
I'm sure he does.
Let's do our first show about the downfall of television.
Senate's going to vote to censor McCarthy tomorrow.
Probably.
And then what happens?
Sits in the back row.
Right. They keep him in the Senate. They don't kick him out.
No. He stays. Well, we might as well go down swinging.
All right, what movie is that from?
Is it Good Night and Good Luck?
Yes, it is.
It is. Well done.
You people know your movies. Hold
on. One of my best buddy's best films, I think.
Your best buddy?
He's not really your best buddy.
Yes, he's not your best. You've never met him.
Actually.
We are very close.
Have you ever met him?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
One-way relationship.
It does not matter.
You're saying he's your best friend.
Clooney's Clues!
Blake in Redlands. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Giving away tickets to the premiere of Ocean's 13 if you can identify this movie.
after you froze them, your IEC tomb will plummet back to Gotham.
Freeze, you're mad.
Ha!
If this capsule explodes, it'll slaughter thousands.
Freeze, well.
Batman.
Close?
Almost.
Could you be more specific?
Batman and Robin?
Yes.
There we go.
Nicely done. Yeah. Batman and Robin's the name of that. Hold
the
on.
Isle of Icy Tomb.
God, I love that.
He's so bad.
Yes.
Ernesto in Inglewood. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean and Lisa May?
Hi, Ernesto.
Welcome to
Clooney's Clues.
Here's your movie. Tell us which one it is.
They let young people march on the street, and the next day they shut down 50 newspapers. Put a few satellite dishes up on the roofs, let them have my two dads. That doesn't mean that the Ayatollahs are surrendering one iota of control over that nation.
Mr. Barnes, the reform movement in Iran is one of the president's great hopes for the region and crucial to the petroleum security of the United States.
These gentlemen are with the CLI.
The Committee for the Liberation of Iran, Mr. Barnes.
All right. What movie is that?
Is it Out of Sight?
No, sorry.
Oh, Out of Sight, by the way, one of his best movies. I love that movie.
Yeah.
But this was Syriana.
Syriana.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
This is the one nobody understood. Thank you. Very complex.
Clooney's Clues!
Jerry and Silmar, good morning.
How are you?
Good. Welcome to Clooney's Clues. Here's your movie. Tell us what it is.
I'm going to give you one last chance. Where is my money?
What if I told you I could get your money back? If you give up Tess, what would you say?
I would say yes.
All right. I know a guy. We were in the joint together. Anybody pulls any job in the Western United States, he knows about it.
Scene took place in a bathroom, apparently.
Yes, it did.
Stall. What movie is that from? What George Clooney movie?
Out of Sight.
No. Ocean's 11.
That's Ocean's 11, which is...
Him and Andy Garcia going at it in the original Ocean's 11.
Yeah, it's the first one of the series, so yeah. Guess I'm glad you didn't get it.
You probably wouldn't appreciate the first.
Clooney's Clues!
All right, Lisa, you got a winner for us?
I do. The winner is Sylvia.
The first one.
Sylvia!
Yep. Hello?
Sylvia,
yes?
You win.
Oh my God, his favorite movie.
You won. You got tickets for the premiere of Ocean's 13 with the entire cast.
I love it. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Nicely done.
It's 5 days before my birthday, and thank you, guys.
And you did well by your man, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Threesome Wednesdays, by the way, coming up just after the top of the hour.
Threesome Wednesdays, yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Threesome Wednesdays.
It's one of our favorite features. It's been going on for years now here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
First time. Oh, but it's starting now. We're going to make it a weekly thing.
Okay.
7:55, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Lindsay Lohan is in Promises Clinic in Malibu. She has checked herself in as of yesterday. Already photos of her, by the way, at the clinic. I don't know if you've seen them online.
How did they get
really?
Those?
Yeah. The first photos are already up.
Do they have people hiding in the trees and bushes outside or something?
Sure.
They must.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Lindsay sent a press release asking that we all respect her privacy during this very difficult time in her life. And to which I answer, if you will stop going out in public and throwing up and passing out and being a drunken slut, then I will respect your privacy.
Then we'll consider it.
Until then, it's on you, baby. Kate Hudson and Owen Wilson are moving in together, according to In Touch magazine.
Wow.
That's a huge mistake. In case anyone they know happens to be listening, please talk them out of that. This is a relationship that has been iffy at best for the entire length of it, and I think moving in together is going to be bad.
Not going to be good for them?
Not so much.
All right.
Here's an interesting story from the New York Post. Ozzy Osbourne was the one who was supposed to be performing with Sanjaya Malakar in the American Idol finale last week, not Steve Perry from Aerosmith.
Really?
Yeah. Perry was supposed to perform with Kelly Clarkson and did. But Ozzy was supposed to be on American Idol, and he was supposed to perform with Sanjaya Malakar. But he canceled once he found out that he had to perform with Sanjaya Malakar.
I don't blame him.
According to the New York Post, he called Sanjaya a hairstyle-challenged idiot and refused to go on the show.
Good for him.
So Aerosmith lead guitarist Steve Perry stepped in and performed instead. Speaking of Aerosmith, sad news for me, because I'm a fan, but the New York Post says Steven Tyler, lead singer of Aerosmith, has been forever, will be quitting the band soon.
What?
Yeah.
They've been a band for 40 years.
I know, and like one of the really true great rock bands.
Yeah.
I mean, really have done good work throughout the entirety of their career. And Steve Tyler, I think, is one of the great voices in rock, just still sounds as good as he ever did.
This comes from a pretty reliable source, though. The New York Post says the singer's daughter, Liv Tyler, who's an actress, of course, has revealed that he can't stand, Steven Tyler can't stand, the way the rest of the band treats him.
No kidding.
And says that they no longer appreciate him, and he will be quitting the band.
Wow.
Aerosmith is currently on tour in Europe and will release their 15th studio album next year.
Oh, good.
Now, a spokesperson for Steven has said that that's not the case, but I'll have to wait and see.
How about that?
Apparently, according to, you know, insiders, there's been tensions in the band since they released their debut album in 1973.
They really hung in there.
Yeah, they really have.
They've gone above and beyond.
How much longer do you have to put up with each other?
By the way, isn't he the pretty much the only one that gets any attention in that band anyway? Really?
Yeah.
I think in terms of the audience, yeah, but apparently inside the band, maybe he doesn't get the respect he would like to have. I know he and guitarist Joe Perry often legendarily have knocked heads, but it seems like they've made it work for, I don't know, 27 years, 28 years. They could
it's like grandparents getting divorced. At that point, you go, what are you doing?
Really? You're almost dead.
I know.
Just keep making the money.
You're going to die soon anyway.
Don't worry about
it. Steven Tyler could certainly do solo stuff.
Yeah, because he sounds like Aerosmith.
Yeah.
If you found a good guitarist, you'd do fine.
Yeah.
Coming up the next hour, I'm going to have more tickets for the Ocean's 13 premiere at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. Plus,
Threesome Wednesdays. Yeah.
And I also want to let you know, on Friday, I will be giving away tickets to the MTV Movie Awards, which is also a very fun event hosted by our friend Sarah Silverman. So you want to make sure you tune in Friday for that. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Ted McGinley. You know him as Jefferson on Married with Children. He was on a bunch of other TV series. He's 49 years old today. Last one he did, I guess, was that Hope and Faith and Hope.
Yes.
Hope and Faith, whatever that was.
Yep. Yeah.
He's a death knell for TV shows.
He's a killer.
He was on that show for like 8 years or something.
A series killer. Well, see? Is it still on?
No.
Nah, exactly.
Should have thought of that before they hired him.
Tom Morello from Audioslave, nice. Rage Against the Machine, a good friend of the Kevin and Bean Show, and K-Rock. He is 43 years old
today. We tried to play him in Guitar Hero 2, and he said he will never play anyone in Guitar Hero because everyone can beat him, and then they love to go around and brag that they beat the guitarist from Rage Against the Machine.
Wow. Yeah.
So he just won't play anyone.
Makes him feel bad about himself. He needs a hug afterwards.
He's the one who did the music that you play along with. He won't play it.
But it's very different playing the little green, red, yellow versus,
it's a lot harder.
You know, rocking out. Harder!
All right, not harder, but
the King of Mexico kicked your ass in that game. Anything he can beat you in cannot be that hard.
That's true. That's a good point.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't know if you've seen online, but there is the new Rambo trailer is online.
Yes.
You can go to YouTube and type in Rambo 4. And it's got a hell of a trailer that is so violent.
It's unbelievable.
He is just tearing people apart. Here's a little bit of the audio from that trailer.
We'd like to rent your boat. We need to get upriver.
Where?
Into Burma.
Burma's a war zone.
More like genocide.
We need to go and help these people.
Go live your life while you got a good one.
It's what I'm trying to do.
You bringing any weapons?
Of course not.
You ain't changing nothing.
You ain't changing nothing. So we thought we'd talk to John Rambo and just find out what the hell's going on. Good morning.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Not so good.
Not going so good.
Really? Why?
Because life is hard.
It's true.
It's a war zone.
That's what I hear.
Life is a war zone.
Rambo, we saw your new trailer for your new movie. It seems like it's much more violent than any of the other trailers.
No, it isn't.
What are you doing? What's that?
What?
What's that sound?
Oh, there's somebody bleeding.
What?
Some guy's bleeding on my floor.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
So do you need to take care of that?
No, it's okay.
Okay, all right.
All right.
You cut.
Hold a second.
UPS.
Oh, the UPS man is. Hold a second.
Okay. Hang on. John?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Did you just kill your UPS guy?
Maybe. Listen, when you're pushed, killing's as easy as breathing.
That's what I hear.
He just knocked on your door with a package.
He drew first blood.
He didn't draw anything. He's just trying to deliver a package.
Call me a baby killer when I come home.
He didn't.
He drew first blood.
He didn't call you anything. Dude, are you okay?
He was about to call me something. I could tell.
Probably Mr. Stallone.
Wow.
So what's about it? You don't like the trailer?
Well, no, I'm curious if that's the trailer you're going to release in America, because it's way more violent than any trailer I've ever seen. I mean, you cut a guy's head off.
Yeah.
You rip that guy's throat out.
Yeah, well, war is
know.
Well, I know, but even war movies don't have trailers that...
Hold a second.
Oh, no. Oh,
LA time.
Oh. Hold a second.
I'm John? Actually okay with that.
Yeah.
What did they do to you?
They came to collect for the paper.
Oh, that's all right, then.
I didn't have any money.
We hate them.
Wow. Hold a second.
Oh, for God's sake.
Jehovah's Witness.
Now... He's just a missionary, John.
Well, now he's with God. So it's all right.
How do you still have a door to knock on?
Oh, it's a screen door. It's all right. Hold a second.
Another
no!
One.
Trick or treat.
Oh, late trick or treat. Don't.
Oh,
it's just us. Don't. What happened?
I didn't have any candy.
Right, but...
What did you do?
I cut him open.
Oh, God.
Just a trick-or-treater, dude.
Yeah, well, it's not even Halloween. Well, they don't trick-or-treating.
I don't know.
They drew first blood by trick-or-treating when it wasn't Halloween.
Nobody's drawing blood.
They drew first blood. Hold on a second.
Oh, no.
Avon lady.
All right. Don't shoot.
All right.
John?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I ripped her throat out with my bare hands.
Why did you do that? She was just selling Avon.
She was ugly. She drew her first blood.
She didn't draw any blood.
She drew first perfume.
What the hell is that? You're listening on the right day because it's Threesome Wednesdays.
Threesome Wednesdays, yeah.
Favorite feature here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I guess 7 years now we've been doing it, right?
That's right.
Every Wednesday we've been.
Oh wait, no, this is the first time.
Hooking people up for a threesome.
First it was Threesome Thursdays, then it was Threesome Tuesdays, now it's Threesome Wednesdays. So I think we're probably just going to make every day of the week threesome.
A daily feature. Sure. That's a good idea.
We have an email from K-Rock listeners, Jesse and Angela. We're an attractive couple in our early 30s from San Pedro and Gardena. We've been seeing each other for 8 years now. Very friendly, never pushy. They are looking for a three-way. They're looking for a threesome. They say it's super easy to find guys, but not so easy to find girls.
Hmm.
So let's see. I don't know which line to go to here. I guess are they both on a separate line? Maybe? Let's try this. Hello?
We need a rehearsal.
Is this Jesse?
This is Jesse.
All right, good. And is this Angela? Is Angela there?
She's on another line.
All right, let's try to find her.
I'm trying now. Is she there? Are you there?
Frankly, I need to talk to Angela more than I need to talk to Jesse right now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
He's letting me say green line, but I'm on the green line and she's not there. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, Jesse's man.
Here. She should be on the landline.
Well, I know you keep saying that, but let me try it one more time a different way. Let's try it.
We got a new phone system here at K-Rock. We're still trying to work the
bugs
out.
There she is.
You guys know how new phone systems are. Yes. Nobody can do anything for the first week.
I put her back on hold and then go back to her, and there she is.
Okay. Right.
So, Jesse and Angela, you're both there. Okay. You've been together for 8 years.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Angela?
Let's see.
Yes.
My phone system.
No, this is working well.
She's gone again.
I just heard her.
I know. She sounded good. Kevin, what'd you do?
I didn't touch anything.
Why are you bad?
Try it one more time.
There she is. Hi, Angela.
Can you hear us?
Angela? Oh, she can't hear us is the problem.
That's psycho mic problem. No, that's what that is.
No.
Okay, there. Are you there?
Hello?
See, now she can hear us.
Okay.
And now I'm hearing lots of us, too.
That's all right. I can fix that problem.
Okay.
But we need to talk to her.
Yes.
So Angela, you guys have been having threesomes for a while now, huh?
Yes.
How many do you think you've had offhand, would you say?
Oh.
100?
Wow.
No, each and also... Orgies, I don't know if that counts.
Orgies count, sure.
Sure, hang on.
But apparently you have a hard time finding ladies to participate?
Let me try one other thing. Hold on.
Okay.
I want to get this to work, damn it. Because this is very, very important. All right, there we go. Now, can you both hear me? Jesse, are you there?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay,
and Angela, you're there.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Now we're in business.
So here's what they
say. Sorry, we're out of time. Thanks for being on the Kevin Beach Show.
You want to find women to hang out with for all-nighters, apparently. You're both very attractive. You're both massage therapists.
Wow. That's a bonus.
You both love women.
Yes.
Tell us the difficulty in finding women versus the ease of finding a guy for a threesome.
Well, let's see. Should I take this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, there's always more guys than girls anywhere we go.
Sure.
And if we do happen to hook up with a woman, there's always a guy ready... swoop in.
You can't see one guy get love.
Yeah, damn right. Men. Hate them.
Yeah.
So Jesse's like, okay, sure would like another woman anytime now, and you guys can only find guys. And then you have to sleep with the guy.
Well, the guy, not me.
Oh. Just checking. Okay, now
how do you guys usually go about finding your partners for threesomes or for sexcapades?
It kind of just happens. You know, we're just out having a good time.
Do you go to nightclubs a lot? Do you go, how do you?
Nightclubs, parties, that's mainly it.
Are you members of the lifestyle or the swingers community, as it's called?
Yeah. There's a couple that we like to attend.
Because they've got websites and things like that. It seemed like that might help you find some women.
Yeah, that's...
You would think.
But it doesn't, huh?
Yeah, there's always a man involved waiting to get in.
They say we love each other, but let's face it, both men and women desire others from time to time. So rather than cheat, we're straight up front, and we go for it. Now, you're looking for a single woman who wants to join you for a night of pleasure.
Yes.
Threesome Wednesdays, yeah!
And you sent your photo to us here, and you're both very attractive. You're a very attractive couple.
Thank you.
I can't imagine you'd have a hard time finding a girl to participate.
Well, that's why we're here.
We're here.
Yeah.
We like to help the threesomes as much as possible. So tell us what you're looking for in a girl.
Let's see. I'll let Angela take that one because, you know, I'm pretty easy.
Yeah, you just want her to be alive. Have a pulse.
Just to have a pulse, you're fine.
Angela, what do you like in a lady? What are you attracted to?
Me too. I mean, we're pretty easygoing. Just someone that's also easygoing, just out to have a good time.
What about the age are you looking for?
Oh, gosh. 21 to... 35.
Okay.
21 to 35. That's a pretty big range.
Sure.
Anything physically especially you're attracted to, Angela?
I particularly like blondes.
Blondes?
But brunettes. It just depends. No one too heavy.
Right.
You want not too heavy.
You want them height, weight, proportionate, as they say?
Yes.
You like them busty? Because you're a busty girl.
They don't have to be. I'm more of a butt girl.
Butt girl.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if they have one or the other, they have to have a nice behind.
So you're saying they need a butt. That's what you're saying. You need a girl with a butt.
Okay.
1-800-520-1067. What else do the females need to know about you guys? Are you looking for a certain time frame? You got to help us out here, guys. It's like we're pulling teeth.
We're very easy here. You know, we're very easy going. We're just trying to meet people, so... I mean, we're open to suggestions.
So whenever, wherever, 21 to 35, you're looking for only females at this time, right?
At this time. South Bay Area would be nice, but, you know, we're open.
Okay. Geographically, desirable always helps if you're in the same neighborhood, so in the South Bay would be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? We'll open the phone lines right now. How about that? If we take some phone calls from some of our female K-Rock listeners, and we'll talk to them, and we'll see what we think about them. You guys can ask them some questions, see how you guys get along. What do you say?
That sounds great.
All right, you guys hold on. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to be a part of
Threesome Wednesdays, yeah!
Well-oiled machine.
It's a technical dream today is.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
K-Rock is run like a Chinese whorehouse.
That's correct, yes.
Yes.
And we've got new equipment, which always makes it work out well. But the good thing is it's
Threesome Wednesdays, yeah!
Yeah.
Makes everything a little better, doesn't it?
All right. Let's say good morning again to Angela. Are you there, Angela?
This is Jesse.
It's Jesse.
Unbelievable. But Angela, are you there?
Yes.
Oh,
okay,
there
she's there.
Okay, good.
The hell? Why do you people not answer to your own names?
Or are they their names?
Oh, good point.
We've got Jesse and Angela. They're an attractive young couple from the South Bay, and they are looking for a young lady to join them for, as they put it, a naughty all-nighter. They are both very into women, and occasionally in their relationship, they like to spice things up by having the odd threesome, and they're looking for a girl to party with them.
All right. Let's say good morning to Norma. Good morning, Norma. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
Norma's 21 years old and living in Long Beach. Tell us about yourself, Norma.
Well, what about my sexual or?
Why not?
Let's start there.
With that.
Yeah. Well, I really believe that it's better. Why have sex with one person when you can have sex with two or three? You know, I love
to have threesomes.
Oh, you're such a giver. That's what we like about you.
Yeah.
You know, when you're bisexual, you double your chances to have a date on a Friday night. You know that?
Makes sense.
Oh, now, I love girls and guys.
Now, Norma, how many threesomes have you been involved?
Oh, my God.
Can't count, huh?
Wow. Look at these people.
Like four or five?
Four or five.
Wow. Right.
Okay. And you've been, they've been good experiences for you?
Yeah, ever since I had sex with more than one person, like, I prefer it that way.
Sure. One person gets so boring after a while.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus, there's only two hands at that point, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Now, Norma, what do you look like? What do you physically? How do you describe yourself?
Well, I'm 5'4". I have a really big butt. I have dark hair. Let's see, I'm Italian. Mm. I have hazel eyes. Yeah. What else do you want to know?
Keep going. Any questions, yes. Angela or Jesse?
She sounds great. I like you.
What the hell
yeah,
was
she's
that?
A great personality.
Yes.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she says.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Have you guys had a threesome before?
Yes.
Once or twice.
Yeah.
They've had a few, yes.
They've had several. So you're both experienced. You're all experienced.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Seems like a perfect situation.
It does.
Yeah.
All right, Norma, you hold on. We're going to give you a phone number, okay?
Okay. I mean, oh, my gosh. Yay.
Website.
I'm really horny, too.
Okay.
All right. Wow. She needs it today.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to put you in touch with Jesse and Angela. You guys can work out the details, all right?
No one's ever been
you
more
may
excited.
Find them a few, actually.
Yeah,
here.
Really.
Let's say good morning to Maria in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hi.
Now, Maria's never been in one.
Oh.
But would like to.
Yes.
Now, Jesse and Angela, would you be against introducing someone to the pleasures of a threesome?
Against
it would be. Yeah, I think it would be a pleasure. I think we're the perfect couple to do that.
Perfect couple. Now, how long have you been thinking about it, Maria?
For a while now. I've actually, like, you know, when I do have sex, I do watch pornos, and it does turn me on to see two girls going at it.
Have you ever been with another woman?
I have, but never with a guy and a girl.
I see what you're saying.
Okay. Right.
Well, I think it's time you felt the pleasures of that, my friend.
Yes, I'm very cute, too. I got a nice figure. I don't have a big butt, but I have nice boobs.
All right, nice boobs. Is that okay? She doesn't have a butt, girls?
Yeah.
Jesse, Angela?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen to Jesse. He's anyone for Jesse. You have a pulse?
Dude,
I'm in.
He's so lucky. We're so helping him score. They're going to be backed up like planes over an airport. You guys are going to have to schedule landings.
All right, Maria, hold on. We're going to give you an email address, too, so you can get in touch with them. All right?
Okay, thanks.
Don't go away. All right, and let's go to...
Sounds like we're two for two so far.
Kelly in Thousand Oaks. Good morning.
Hi.
You've been...
Oh, whoa.
Two for three is not bad.
Come on.
Why you come at Kelly
come
like
on.
That?
I'm just saying.
Why you gotta come
Stop.
At Kelly like that is what I'm saying.
Hi, Kelly.
Kelly, tell us about yourself. Hello?
Oh, you mom. Heard Kelly's feelings.
Nice, Kevin. Way to go.
I was doing Jesse
you
and Angela
can't
a favor.
Tell by that.
Hello?
I have big balls.
Oh, stop it. Kelly could have been lovely. You don't know.
I am a gigantic woman.
Like, Lindsay Lohan has a deep,
she
raspy
does.
Voice.
That was
to
not.
Me more.
Help me.
That was not.
Come on.
Stop.
Weathered and sexy raspy. That was, I'm a manster.
You don't know.
Jesse and Angela, what was your impression on her first word of hello?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you for bailing.
You're welcome. I made the right decision. So we hooked two people up with you.
That's
you
not got, bad.
You guys are going to have the threesome, and then you're going to email us back and let us know how that goes.
I show you guys a box of cigars.
No doubt, at least.
Exactly right. So send those over. Send some food.
And then we'll add some photos and videos of what you end up doing with these two girls we introduced you to.
Oh, definitely.
You got it.
All right, fantastic.
Cool.
Thank you, guys.
Have fun.
Hey.
Jesse and Angela, thank you. And anybody else that calls that sounds good, we'll give them your email address, okay?
Oh, excellent.
Great. All right, fantastic. Thank you, guys. Bye now.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
Mix your milk with my cocoa. Poo, milky, milky cocoa. Mix your milk with my cocoa. Huh, milky, milky, right?
That was a moment with Lisa May.
I don't even
Nobody,
remember what that was about.
It was Lisa doing rap lyrics.
Oh, that's right.
That was my humps.
That was my humps, yeah. And nobody sells a lyric like Lisa May. She knows how to break. Well, she's an actress. You know, she's been on stage. She's performed in plays.
You can tell. You can feel my background story by that reading, don't you think?
I can feel your inner monologue.
Uh-huh. And she's also a rapper. A lot of people don't know.
And she commits, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Give me another one real quick while we have time.
Oh, great.
Another Lisa.
Spin up another moment with Lisa
May.
They're
all gold. I think
it's a black moment.
Just pick anyone.
Yeah, give me a black moment. That's good, too.
1 second. I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right. Why should now be any different than the rest of the show's been?
Right. Gold standard,
All right, here we go.
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
Looky, looky, your ass is like a cookie. Gonna inject it and kill it just like its name was Tookie.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
I think you heard me. Don't question the magic.
That was a Swedish moment with Lisa May.
Looky, looky, your ass is like a cookie.
A black Swede.
You're going to die like a Tookie. And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
I like my hoes thick with some big, juicy asses. With their skin nice and smooth, it be looking like molasses.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
No matter the lyric, it all just sounds like a Big O Tires commercial, doesn't it? No matter what she's saying.
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
Bums, diggity, bum, hun. I got the old pa, rum, pum, pum, pum. But I can fee, fi, fo, fum, diddly, bum. Here I come.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
Wow. I didn't even know we had that one.
Those are some good lyrics, too, let me tell you.
Fantastic. My God.
Thank God I have such good.
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
Hey, Trick, I see you jocking. Why don't you look my way? Ass up, face down is the game I want to play.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
How many do you have?
Not enough. Not enough. I just know that's the answer to that question.
Funny you would ask.
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
So much ice in my mouth that my breath causes blizzards. Every time I inhale, I end up freezing my gizzards.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was fun for everyone.
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
Miniseries.
I can make your dreams come true if you give me the chance. You think I robbed the butchers? There's so much meat inside my pants.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
That's gotta be it, right? No!
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
I might be short, but my game is for real, because from the waist down, I'm like Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
Oh, right. That was fun.
She got into it in that one.
All righty.
That's good stuff right there.
Now it's time for the showbiz report with Ralph. Ralph, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know if I could follow that.
Pretty tough.
It's like going on after Sinatra or something, you know? It's just, you don't want to do that.
Wicked cool, yeah?
Yeah, indeed. Before I get to the showbiz news, I have my last pair of tickets to give away for today, anyway, for the premiere of Ocean's 13. The red carpet Hollywood premiere is going to be at the Grauman's Chinese Theater in beautiful downtown Hollywood, one of my favorite places to see a movie. It is going to be at 5:30 on Tuesday, June the 5th, you can come on out and see everyone arrive on the red carpet. And if you'd like to see the stars up close and personal, you might want to get there even earlier on Tuesday, because at 11 a.m. in the morning, they're going to have the hand and footprint ceremony there in the courtyard at Grauman's Chinese Theater. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, and Jerry Weintraub, the producer of the Ocean movies, they're all going to put their hands and feet in cement right there, and they're going to celebrate the fact that Ocean's 13 opens up that very same week. If you'd like to go, I have got a pair of tickets right now, but it's my last pair for the day, so I'm going to ask you kind of a tough trivia question. But if you're a real Ocean's 11 fan, you will know the answer to this one. In the first movie, Ocean's 11, Rusty, played by Brad Pitt, is getting by teaching spoiled teen actors how to play poker. Remember that scene?
Oh, yeah.
Very, very funny scene. There are five actors playing themselves in that sequence, the five teen idols who are all playing poker against each other as Brad Pitt tries to teach them what to do. Name all five of those TV stars, those teenage TV stars who are playing in that poker game in Ocean's 11. Need all five names, please. 1-800-520-5067. What's the name? What's the number?
It's 520-1067.
That's what I was thinking of. 520-1067 is the phone number.
Move it with
first person who gets through with the correct answer
We'll get a pair of tickets to go see the premiere of Ocean's 13. Let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Britney Spears has released a new letter. It's on the front page of her website, BritneySpears.com.
The letter is D.
That's a letter to her fans, actually. Oh. It says, "Dear fans, I just want to reach out to all of you and explain some of the things that I've been faced with recently. It's funny how so many stories are put out there about people. It's like we all want our side of the story out there as well. But at the end of the day, only a few people care to hear what is really going on, since the bad is always so much more interesting than the truth."
Yeah.
You know what's really interesting? When the truth is the bad. Like when you shaved your head and then you beat up an SUV with an umbrella. Yeah, that was bad and true.
There was no one making that up.
She says she ignores the tabloids now. She's just numb to it. But she doesn't like the way they treat people. "I saw Tyra Banks once get really upset and cry on her show because they made her look fat."
She's the one person that bought that?
Yeah.
From Fat Tyra?
Yeah. When you're aligning yourself with Tyra Banks, maybe you've picked the wrong side.
"I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass."
Now, Tyra Banks lost weight. Can you stop drinking, Brittany? That's the real challenge. "Recently, I went to a very humbling place called rehab," she writes. Of course, she probably says, "I went to a very humbling place called rehab. I truly hit rock bottom. But to this day, I don't think that it was alcohol or depression."
It wasn't alcohol, but she was saying it was depression. She was
yeah,
the one
she's
saying,
the one.
"Hey, it's not alcohol, it's depression."
She just said she hit rock bottom, too. How do you hit rock bottom without being depressed or have a substance abuse problem?
What
and
the hell?
How do you get mad at the people who put you there if you say you've hit rock bottom and you needed help?
Would you run out of ho-hos? Is that why you hit rock bottom? Anyway, the whole letter's there for your amusement and mockery. If you'd like to go to BritneySpears.com, it's right
pretty
there on
strong.
The front page. It is spectacular. Lindsay Lohan, she's in rehab now. She checked herself in yesterday to Promises Clinic. And this is a very different experience than the Wonderland Treatment Center she was in her previous stint in rehab. This is the real deal. She won't get any day passes to go work in a movie or to go shopping. Apparently, she's going to be locked down for at least 30 days until she tries to get this situation under control. She was supposed to take part in shooting a new movie starting next week, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. So she's out of a gig, as well as out of her booze.
Can they do anything for...
Fire crotch.
Oh, for that problem?
It's disgusting.
Rehab?
Go back to your cheap motel. You fire crotch. A stinky beaver.
Ether compresses, I think, is what they really help her down there.
Excellent.
Never heard that before.
Ether compresses.
Ether compresses, by the way.
Play New Line Invasion.
Yeah. Fans of the CBS series Jericho are so upset that the show was canceled. I told you a few weeks ago they decided to express their feelings to the network by sending them peanuts. Because nuts is what one of the guys in Jericho said once.
I have that. You ready?
Yeah.
Nuts.
That was it.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
So a movement was born.
Well, according to the New York Times, the nuts continue to flow into CBS. As of this weekend, 10 tons of nuts have arrived.
Nuts.
And let's see how much closer Jericho is to being put back on the air. Oh, none closer. Good job, Jericho fans. With all those nuts, CBS has announced the nuts will be donated to a charity. In case there's any poor squirrels out there, I guess, they will be donating the nuts to them. And Keira Knightley could have a new gig. They're producing a new movie about the life of Princess Diana based on a recent book called Diana and the Paparazzi. And the producer of the film, Quentin Reynolds, would like to have Keira Knightley play the tragic royal figure. Now, keep in mind, Dame Helen Mirren won an Oscar for her performance in The Queen. So people are saying Keira Knightley, if she did it right, this could be a major boon to her career. Not that she needs it, but could be a major dramatic role for her. She's so good in Pirates 3, by the way. I think she's great.
Yep.
Are you guys giving signals to ships over there? See hands moving around. People are moving flags.
Trying to figure out if we have a winner yet, but I'm not sure.
Oh, because the phone system is still screwed up.
They can't type it up for some reason.
Rapper Young Jeezy was arrested for disorderly conduct after he and his posse apparently didn't realize Last Call had already been called at Stoker's. That's a Georgia strip club they were visiting. The booze wasn't being served anymore, and Jeezy and his posse went apes, as we say in the business. He got booked into DeKalb County Jail Thursday under his real name. He was released after paying only $284 in fines, by the way.
Doesn't seem like much.
That's why you hang out in Georgia. They get you, let you off the hook for almost $300. For damn near anything.
I think we do have a winner for your question.
Oh, excellent.
Is this Mitchell in Chatsworth?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Mitchell, in the scene in Ocean's 11 where Brad Pitt is teaching these spoiled teen TV stars to play poker, name all five of the players in that game.
Here we go. Barry Watson, Shane West, Holly Marie Combs, Joshua Jackson, and Topher Grace.
Well done, sir.
Nicely done.
You're going to the red carpet Hollywood premiere of Ocean's 13 on Tuesday, June 5th.
Thank you very much.
Hold on, we'll have a winner, believe it or not.
Yes, we do.
Hold on, we'll give you all the details. Let's go to the birthdays, shall we?
Let's do.
Let's do the birthdays. Today's celebrity birthdays.
You afraid to go on because everything's falling apart?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
I don't blame you. I say do this.
Ted McGinley from Married with Children and Happy Days and Hope and Faith Marie and all those other shows.
Hope and Marie, I don't remember.
I don't either.
Wayne's World 2.
He's 49 years old today. And Tom Morello, our friend, guitarist for Audioslave and Rage Against the Machine, he is 43 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So the Lakers are back in the news.
And by back in the news, you mean self-destructing?
Not necessarily in a great way. So let's say good morning to our former sports guy, Money. Good morning, Money.
What's happening, guys?
Hey, Manny.
Hi, Lisa.
You're right in the middle of it, aren't you, son?
Well, it turns out, I guess this is what makes me a professional broadcaster or something. Instead of pitting Rocky III against Rocky IV, we actually made some news yesterday.
Hey.
Which is rare.
Yeah.
Now, so Kobe's on your show.
Yeah, Kobe.
I have some clips. Am I allowed to play it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good.
I think... Yeah, sure. He was on, I think you just got to say, hey, AM 570 KLAC, go.
That's where it was. It was on Money Show. He's talking to Kobe, and Kobe is responding to the idea, which, by the way, is widespread that almost everybody thinks, which is that Kobe ran Shaq out of town.
Yeah.
And he's responds to that in a very strong way.
This is the thing that really pisses me off, because when all this came to be, you know, when I heard all the talk about, you know, Kobe ran Shaq out, this, that, and the other, I assumed it was, you know, media guys talking about it, or, you know, people assuming and so forth and so on. Now, you know, when I pick up the paper and I read this, you know, Laker insider says, you know, I ran Shaq off. Okay, now I got a serious issue with that, because I took it in stride the first time. Now I got a serious issue. Now I'm going to have to speak my mind on exactly what happened, because I'm not taking a bullet for something I did not say and did not do. So that's something I'm just not rolling with. I mean, Dr. Buss knows he was there. He sat across from me, you know, at the Four Seasons Hotel over here, across from Fashion Island in 04 during the season. And he told me he wanted to trade Shaquille. And he wanted to trade him. He didn't want to pay the $30 million a year or whatever it was. And he said, I don't care what you do, whatever you decide to make, I'm letting you know that I'm letting him go.
All right, wow. So he wants everybody to know it was not him. A lot of people have hated Kobe since that happened.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's something that happened 3 years ago, and people haven't let it go. And it has been a dividing point. I mean, you know, Kobe's a polarizing person anyway.
Yeah.
And I think that was a major part of it, that he ran Shaq off, and the Heat won a title, and the Lakers could have won a couple more if those two could have just, you know, gotten along a little bit better. And I think the other thing that came out of this interview is just his demeanor, his tone. You know, Kobe's very slick. He's a pro with the media.
Right.
And it really sounded, I mean, I was taken aback. I mean, he was very candid. His candor was, you know, it was honest. And there were moments of, like, pause where I felt like he was collecting himself because he was getting a little emotional at some of the things he was saying. It was really a strange interview to some degree.
I'm telling you, after watching this season, I'm glad someone's upset. Somebody needs to be upset. They need to be looking at it and saying, this isn't working. We need to do much, much, much better.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with his exit interview, that's kind of when it started. There's kind of been three parts. This is part three. The first part was at the exit interviews when the season wrapped and they lost to the Suns. He came out and said, look, you know, I'm tired of it. They got to make some changes. I expect changes this summer. There better be changes. This isn't working. Part two was, you know, we had a couple different people over the shows over the course of the day on the station, you know, be it Jeannie Buss or Jim Buss or Phil Jackson or Kurt Rambis, and it just seemed like there was no harmony in that front office. You know, they were kind of taking shots at one another, and you know, some guys were saying, look, we feel like we had a good start, that injuries are kind of what doomed us, and
right.
I think after that, that's when Kobe had finally said, look, enough of this.
And that's when you asked him about the problems in the management.
Is right. there disharmony in that front office? Is that what you're most concerned about?
Look, Money, that place is a mess, okay? And what I'm speaking about is one thing and one thing only. I'm not dissing Jim Buss. I'm not dissing Mitch Kupchak. I'm not dissing anybody. I want us. to get to a point where we're contending for titles. Titles. I don't. It's not, oh, this guy has control, that guy has control. Scrap that. What are we going to do to get a championship team in here?
That's a great question.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if you guys have it, but he went on to kind of name names and you know, say that part of the frustration was, look, I'm friends with guys in this league, and they call me. And, you know, my phone will ring, and it's Carlos Boozer, and it's, you know, who's in the Western Conference Finals right now.
Right.
It's Baron Davis, who carried the Golden State Warriors to that big first-round upset, or it's Ron Artest. He goes, these are guys that I came up with, that I know, and you know, when they're on the trading block and they're getting ready to get moved, they say, what can you do? We want to come to L.A., and I take that to the front office, and they gave me one reason or another why we can't go out and get these guys, even though I know and they know that it's going to help it out and it's going to help the Lakers out.
Money, what was the sense you got from him in terms of what that reason is? Do you think it's money? Do they just not want to spend the big dollars for the marquee players?
That was his position, that, you know, he really took issue with Dr. Buss, saying that, you know, he found out from Phil Jackson in Phil's exit interview. He called Phil after this Lakers insider said the thing about Shaq, and he wanted to kind of get Phil's take on the whole thing. And he said that Phil told him that they were, you know, that when they let Phil go in 2004, that they had a long-term plan, that they were going to try and clear some cap space. And you know, for what reason, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk to Dr. Buss or Mitch or anyone yet to see what their response is to what he said. But, you know, he said that's in just stark contrast to what they told him when he was a free agent. And, you know, he said, look, I really thought about going to the Bulls. I really thought about going to the Clippers. They had a much better young talent base to deal with to take that next step. And they told me, you know, eye to eye, he said, you know, Dr. Buss called me from Italy and said, look, we will spend the money. We will bring the players in. This will not be a long-term rebuild. We'll do it on the fly, and we'll get right back to where we need to be. And he said, you know, that's not what he's hearing now from guys like Phil, and that's why he's
That's
really
a shame, too, because that's the one thing Laker fans have always come to count on, is that the Lakers management is going to spend the money, and they're going to go first class and try to win every championship possible. I mean, that's, you can kind of count on that through the years. That's the only way you can build three different dynasties on the same team.
And in Dr. Buss's defense, he's done that. You know,
he
has been one of the best. I mean, he's been the best owner in the NBA. He has arguably been one of the best owners in all of sports because, you know, I mean, you're talking about eight titles, a guy that has done it eight times over the course of, you know, and not to mention the numerous times he was in the finals when they didn't win. So he has a track record that suggests that he is willing to do that.
I think the
difference is, you know, and this may be where that disharmony is coming from. You know, he's getting ready to hang it up, you know, and you've got three siblings that work for the Lakers,
that
I don't know how it's going to play out. Is it going to be Genie? Is it going to be Jim? You know, is he going to turn it over? Is he going to sell the team? And I think that's part of the reason, is that they see, you know, Dr. Buss slowly pulling out, and someone's going to have to step into that role that he's been so good at. And I don't know if anyone can do that.
Is that why Kobe's talking about bringing Jerry West back?
I think so. I think, you know, I mean, Jerry West is probably the best executive in the history of the league. And, you know, I mean, he essentially set up those three titles that they won, for, you know, in 2001 and 02. And he, of course, won the five through the 80s. And I think, you know, Kobe just said, look, this, you know, Shaq and I got along when Jerry West was here. Everything was fine when Jerry West was here. He was that galvanizing force that got everyone to rally and brought this team together. And without him, you know, the second he left, that's when kind of the snipping between Shaq and Kobe started. And, you know, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, but Stephen A. Smith in the Philadelphia Inquirer today ran kind of a follow-up piece to that interview we did, had a quick conversation with Kobe, and then contacted Shaq and said, you know, Kobe said this about your departure, that you know, he was tired of taking the bullet for it. And Shaq said, I agree with him 100%.
Yeah, I saw that. Shaq actually backed up Kobe's story that it wasn't Kobe that ran him out.
Wow.
Shaq
quite often said, I think they just don't want to pay me what I'm going to get in the next year of my contract. He always put that into the mix and think in terms of why he thought he couldn't stay.
Yeah.
So you ask Kobe the most important question.
Is this repairable, Kobe? I mean, it sounds...
I don't know. I don't know. I got a headache. This has been the worst day. I want to be a Laker forever. I love this team. I love this team. I love this city. My wife from out here. My kids love it here.
Not repairable, maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, look, you don't trade the best player in basketball. I mean, you know, yeah, they did it once with Shaq, but he was a center, and we know once you get to 30, you know, statistics show that centers begin to decline.
Right. And the money he wanted and the guaranteed years he wanted was kind of outrageous.
Right. When you're talking about a 27, 28-year-old two-guard that's, I mean, it's almost not even worth arguing. He's the best player in basketball. You can't move that player. And I don't think Kobe wants to move, you know. I mean, Vanessa's from here. She's from Huntington Beach. They got kids that are, you know, being raised out here. I just can't imagine him wanting to move somewhere else. So I don't know if this is just, look, you know, I'm tired of playing the game. I'm tired of hearing the front office say that this was due to injury.
Right.
And that things don't need to be changed because they do. And you know, if it means that I'm the guy that's got to go out there, and, you know, and I'm sure, you know, to some degree, Kobe's probably going to take some incoming for this.
Sure.
He's a player. You know, it's the front office's job to do this. But, you know, in the past it's happened. Magic, you know, did it with Paul Westhead. Michael Jordan did it with Doug Collins. I mean, it has happened in the past where players have kind of enforced, you know, what they want because of their stature. And that may just be what this is. I think the next step is, you know, what do the Lakers have to say? They're saying no comment right now, but they don't want to talk about it.
Right.
And my guess is they're probably just going to have to huddle with him and say, look, let's figure this out between you and I instead of, you
know. It sounds like Jerry Buss needs to huddle with his three kids.
Yeah, that's
I mean, is that possible for him to get them together and say, listen, this is what's going to happen. You're going to do this. You're going to do that.
I just don't think he's ready to pull himself out yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think the problem with Jerry West is that Mitch Kupchak, who I love, Mitch is a great guy.
Right.
And he is Jerry West's protege. He is, you know, Jerry was his mentor, and I don't think he would want to do anything to hurt Mitch. But that said, you know, the results kind of speak for themselves. You know, it's very hard to rebuild a team on the fly. It's almost impossible. I mean, nobody really does it. You're either bad and you get a great player in the draft, or you save up a bunch of cap room and you go spend it, and you're able to kind of get that whole that perfect storm of free agency trades and draft picks, and the Lakers just, they can't do that because they're a good team. They're not a great team. So they're never going to be in the lottery. They're never going to have cap space, you know, for the foreseeable future. And that's just, you know, it's hard to start over unless you just scrap it all and you trade Kobe and you get a bunch of young kids back and you just say, that's it, we're starting over.
You can't start over without trading Kobe?
Well, I don't think so. You know, Kwame Brown, who had an expiring contract, just had reconstructive ankle surgery, so he's out until probably the first part of the year. I don't know any team that's going to want to trade for that. You got Lamar Odom, who, you know, as much as I enjoy watching him play basketball and as much of a talent as he is, you know, he's had the same shoulder injury for two consecutive seasons.
Right.
But, you know, he's had to have off-season surgery. So those are your two big pieces to trade, unless you want to trade the kid, Andrew Bynum, which I don't get the sense they want to. You know, they feel like they really got a gem with a 10th pick in,
right,
in this, you know, 19-year-old kid that's 7'1", 300 pounds. And has good hands and feet. You know, that's just not a guy you trade.
Well, I'm glad to hear someone's upset about the way the Lakers played. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the knock on Kobe is from a lot of people has always been, well, he's self-involved. He's all about control on that team. He just cares about himself. He doesn't really care about winning. And I think this is going to do him good stead with the Lakers fans hearing that he does want to win titles. He wants to win championships, and he cares about how the team does.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're absolutely right, Ralph. And you know it as well as anyone being from Philly. Personality back there, and he's been a polarizing personality here.
Yeah.
And I think just his bluntness, his honesty, is really going to endear him to those that.
Wow, that'd be cool if we could hear the end of that sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You cut out
a little bit.
I apologize to those that had issues with him.
Did you ask Kobe about all those dog fights that are going on his property there? He's running all those dog fights with the pit bulls and everything, you know?
He's a cat guy, actually.
Oh, okay.
Cat fights. He sharpens those claws and they go nuts.
I might be confused. I might have him confused with Michael Vick.
You know, yeah. In Michael Vick's defense, at least they did find 35 shallow graves with dog carcasses.
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
It's like a doggy graveyard over there.
Oh, my God. Well, money, let him know I'll play if I need to.
Yes, I will.
All right. It's Layup City, man. Off the bench.
Point guard.
That's where Kevin comes. Layup City.
Back when money used to coach our K-Rock basketball team, uh-huh, it was Layup City.
That's right.
All day
three-pronged
long.
Approach. Win the hustle game. Give 110%. Layup City.
Money and Petros, PMS, 4 to 7, AM 570. Thank you very much for coming on with us today,
Absolutely,
money. We appreciate
guys.
It. Bye now.
And Rockin' Tour is on the way. Also, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Hey, we did the countdown this weekend of the most popular K-Rock bands of all time.
Right.
Was the Red Hot Chili Peppers number one on the countdown, the top Memorial Day countdown?
No, it was the Buggles.
Oh, the Buggles.
Buggles.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
That makes sense.
As we got the Chili Peppers coming up, I thought maybe that was good fortune. Hey, the world of superheroes is changing. You know, superheroes have never been hotter, of course, not just Spider-Man. I mean, you know, the Batman movies and so many other things going on. X-Men, so popular right now. But it's not all for white guys anymore. You know, there's black superheroes now. Ralph did a story a few days ago about Marvel Comics getting ready to unleash some new Latino superheroes on the world. I guess that's relatively new in the world of comic books, but they got them coming. I guess Alegua is going to be the head of an all-Latino comic book team soon.
Yeah, he leads the Centurions. They're the first all-Latino comic book team whose powers are derived from the Afro-Caribbean religion of Santeria.
Huh. Hmm. Interesting choice.
Latino superpowers. So we thought we would check in with Marvel Comics, and let's give them a call and find out just exactly what's going on with these. Calling Marvel.
Not much about the Santerians, except that that Robert De Niro movie that I saw, where they have the Santeria in it. That was about it. That's about the sum of my knowledge of that religion.
Well, we'll find out. Calling Editor-in-Chief Joe Quesada.
Thank you for reaching the desk of Joe Quesada. This is Rudy Cisneros. What's popping?
Rudy?
Rudy?
Who's this?
It's Kevin and Bean. What are you doing?
Oh, what's up, eh? Yeah, you always find me in my new job, eh?
What are you... When did you start working at Marvel Comics?
Like 2 weeks ago or something like that. It's crazy, man. It's been like a whirlwind up in my dome piece, eh?
Hey, Rudy, why is it you can't seem to keep a job? What's up with that?
You know what I'm saying? It's like... Like people say, like I'm not respectful to my the people above me. You know right. what I'm saying? Like I don't understand like the chain of command. You know what I'm saying? But like I don't let people tell me what to do. You know? Like I gotta keep a gangster. I let my nuts hang, eh? You know what I'm saying? That's how I ride, eh?
Well, that might be part of your problem.
I mean, like a cholo, eh?
Keeping a job. Now, what are your...
That's right. Cue it up.
This guy, Joe Quesada, that you're working for, he's the guy who's bringing the brown man into the superhero world?
That's right, eh? Like, they're going to do, like, this comic book, I guess, like, mm-hmm. about, like, carabiners, you know? Like, the beaners down in the Caribbean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, but they're not called carabiners, really.
Don't tell me about my culture, eh?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, the truth is, like, I don't practice Santeria, eh? I ain't got no crystal ball.
Right. I heard that, yeah.
Waiting all day to say that. Like, so, no, but for real, though, so, like, I figure, look, they're like, they're branching out to, like, people in South America, eh? Like, stuff like that. Super. I wanted to, like, be able to give them some ideas on, like, Mexican superheroes, eh?
Okay, so
like, they got me, I'm like a idea maker, you know?
You're an idea maker.
Oh, that's what my business card says. Rudy Cisneros, leaning like a cholo, idea maker.
Okay, so in other words, they brought you in to help them develop some Mexican superheroes for Marvel Comics. I got you.
That's right. Eh? Like, so, like, I've been thinking about, you know how they have, like, Aquaman?
Sure.
What about Aquanet? She's like a female superhero, eh? And by day, she's a student at Maranello Cosmetology School, but by night, she freezes criminals with her hairspray that she uses to mold her crunchy, crispy hair, eh?
Well, great.
That's right.
She's already got it on her. Why not?
She stabs the punk-ass bitches with her impenetrable diamond eyebrow pencil.
No kidding. Wow.
I like it.
Clean. What about super sperm?
Super sperm.
Like any fine Latino man, super sperm can impregnate any woman with his X-ray wiener.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how that helps fight crime, but...
He looked at her for like 15 minutes. He's like, go check. Do the pregnancy test. I dare you, eh?
So he could get him pregnant just by looking at him?
X-ray wiener.
Wow.
And 9 months later, they can't do crime anymore.
That's right, eh? No, like, there'd be no female crime. Everybody's walking around all fat and pregnant, eh? Like, waddling around.
Let me make sure I understand here, Rudy. You don't practice Santeria?
I ain't got no crystal ball.
Okay. I got it.
You know what I'm saying?
What other characters are you trying to push there at Marvel?
What about, you know, like, they got the Silver Surfer, eh?
Yeah.
What about the Denim Surfer?
The Denim Surfer.
Yeah, he goes in the water to fight crime, but he has to put on denim first. Like, he puts on his Levi's cutoffs and he goes and surfs.
Of course he does.
But what's his power?
Surfing in denim.
And how does he stop crime with that?
Because that's intimidating, eh? You go to the beach, you see a guy in denim, you're like, damn, he's crazy.
I think you need to do some work on that one, I think, Rudy.
All right, one of my better ones is Inertia.
Inertia.
That's right. Okay. No matter how powerful the force is against him, Inertia remains fastened to the couch at his parents' house. He vows never to get a job or a place of his own.
Okay, and how does he fight crime?
He's inert.
He's inert.
Doesn't really do much, eh? Like, no. I'm trying to stick with the Mexican theme. Help me out here, eh?
Yeah, well.
Right. Sounds like maybe you base that one on Dave Sanchez, who answers the phones here at K-Rock.
Like, I try to draw from my personal life, eh? Like, you know they got Flash Gordon, eh?
Sure.
What about Flash Gomez?
Flash Gomez.
Flash Gomez.
He's like the fastest guy on earth, but he can reach America from any part of Mexico before any Minuteman can blink his eye. He burns across the border. They're like, hey, where'd he go, eh? That's Flash Gomez.
Okay, Flash Gomez.
I like it.
And then, like, the leader of their team is the Constant Gardener.
The Constant Gardener.
Yeah, he's from his headquarters deep at the Buena Park Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
The Constant Gardener is prepared to handle any manual labor-based menial task you can throw at him. Whenever you need him, you put up the hologram of the leaf blower in the sky, and the Constant Gardener will be there.
That doesn't sound like much of a superhero.
No, he's dope. He's virtually indestructible, except if you call the INS. It's like kryptonite to him, eh?
He doesn't fight crime, Kevin, but it's awesome to have around if you need some yard work.
That's true.
Amazing. He does plumbing. He's like Jack Stefanski. He does plumbing, heating, air conditioning, whatever you need, eh?
Well, it sounds like you need a little work on some of those.
I guess so. You know what I'm saying?
Do they seem to be taking you seriously?
No, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't practice Santeria,
right?
But, you know, I ain't got no crystal ball.
Time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. As usual, that is the phone number. You get on the air, and you get an iTunes gift card featuring some of your favorite iTunes artists playing at Bonnaroo Music Festival, June 14th to 17th in Manchester, Tennessee.
Quite a lineup. You got Tool, White Stripes, Wolf Mother, Franz Ferdinand.
Looks like a hell of a show, right?
Yeah, good lineup.
Let's go to Manny in Van Nuys, 1-800-520-1067. Manny, good morning.
Good morning. What do you do, nephew? Wanted to talk about that chick on the lot, the host.
Adriana Costa.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
I
the
could
host?
Not look at her face.
What's the show, On the Lot?
Yeah, On the Lot on Fox.
Yeah, that's the reality show for Mark Burnett and Steven Spielberg where people make movies. It's like American Idol. They make movies, and then America gets to vote on who stays and who goes, and the winner wins a deal with DreamWorks Pictures to make their own film.
And who's this Adriana? Where'd she come from?
She is the host. Here's the funny thing. When the show started, it was being hosted by Chelsea Handler.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Who is the most unfunny woman in the world. She had that show on E! For a while.
Right.
She did, like, the first two episodes, and suddenly she got axed, and they replaced her with this smoking hot Adriana Costa, who's now the host of
That's the way they should go.
She was wearing a dress last night, cut down to her navel, just
boobs
everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm with you, brother.
Oh, my God.
So that's easy, Manny.
I'm
easy.
With you, Manny.
I gotta go daydream now.
All right.
Yeah. She's not much of a hostess, but
no,
she looks
she's
good.
Not a good
she
hostess.
Looks good.
Who cares?
She called Carrie Fisher from Star Wars last night.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Fishy.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she's struggling with the cue cards a little bit, but who cares when she looks like that?
Oh, she didn't do it on purpose? She was just bad like
yeah,
me?
She's just misreading a lot. Right. Yeah.
Bobby in Tahunga. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey there.
What's up?
What'd it do?
Lisa May.
Hi, Bobby.
Thanks. Okay. About 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
I'm at the IKEA in Burbank. A buddy of mine had to go there get a computer desk, something like that.
Right.
All of a sudden, I turn around, and K-Fed and his ginormous bodyguard are 20 feet away from us.
Right.
I am stunned by the wave of douchebag coming off him, so I just kind of stand there like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah. Right.
But my friend just comes through like a champ and just screams at the top of his lungs, "Go kill yourself, Popo, now."
Nice!
Yes!
Go kill yourself, Popo, now.
Oh, my God.
See what he did with the title?
That's funny.
Awesome. And what happened?
His bodyguard, who is like, I'm 6'2", and this guy was like, he made me look like a child.
Right.
He instantly starts walking towards us, so we start, like, running, because this guy is going to kill us.
Running at him. I'm sure you ran right at him, right?
You're going to take him down.
Directly at him, to the face.
Yeah.
But no, we run away, and, like, we ran into, like, the entourage of IKEA people that were kind of hanging around him.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped us, and we ended up having to go security. Nothing really happened out of it, but they told us, you know, you have to. If I don't suggest you come back anytime soon.
Wow. Got banned from
IKEA.
They got to protect their K-Fed, you know? He probably buys a lot from IKEA.
You should just beat him up with just hit him with a futon, man. Show some sack.
You need to sack up next time. Thank you, Bobby, for the call. Let's go to Zach, who is calling from Hollywood. Good morning, Zach.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Zach?
What it do, baby boo?
What's going on?
I'm just, my heart is breaking because I think Kobe's going to be traded.
Oh,
no, I don't think it's going to happen.
No way.
I mean, unless they do something remarkable, I can't imagine him maintaining his status as a Laker. He's not happy.
He's not happy, but no one should be happy with a seventh place and limping into the playoffs and getting eliminated immediately.
But it wasn't much better last last year, and it sure wasn't better the year before.
Well, right, but they need to make some changes.
Exactly,
I don't think.
But why aren't they doing it,
dude? I don't think Zach. You can't. I can't imagine. I'm the Lakers, and I'm going to trade away possibly the best, easily the best scorer in the game, but possibly
the best player.
Best player
of all time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't trade that guy away. You've got to figure out another way to do it.
But it doesn't matter when there are no other ways. Who do we give? Gimpy Odom or?
Well, that's the problem. Is they don't have a lot of players that anyone wants, so we can't get anything in a trade for a lot of those players, unfortunately.
But Kobe wants to win titles too, and the teams that would take him probably in a trade right now. I mean, probably aren't the Suns. Probably aren't some of the teams that already have their
Chicago
teams
Bulls.
Put together. They don't have the salary cap room. You know,
does Chicago have a salary cap room?
They can do a trade.
Dude, there's no way the Lakers are going to trade Kobe.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I wouldn't think so.
I certainly hope not.
I lost sleep last night, and it doesn't look good for tonight.
Okay, well, I can't help you with that. Lisa can, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, quit caring about sports so much. That's how I help you.
That's not what we were looking for, Lisa.
Sleep.
Yeah. All right, thank you for the call.
Release some tension, Lisa. That's what we're talking about.
I
certainly hope that's
mean.
Not going to happen, by the way.
I don't think it is.
Thank you to former sports guy Money, who did the Kobe interview. He was talking to us today on the Kevin and Bean Show, 5:70 a.m. between 4 and 7. He and Petros Papadakis. Petros, what do you guys have about on the show today?
A lot of very exciting things. We're going to do a movie debate over who's tougher, Darth Vader or Scarface.
Okay, thank you. Also, thanks to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com talking about Lindsay Lohan. That's the place to find all of your entertainment news.
Absolutely.
They're
up
never wrong, those guys.
And they change the entire site about every 4 minutes. You can find brand new news out.
Yep.
It's amazing.
And they're funny. They actually do it with a sense of humor. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to talk about movies that you've seen over 100 times. I don't have that kind of...
I haven't seen any movie 100 times.
Me either. I don't have that kind of time. Psycho Mike has a handful that he's seen that many times.
Long list.
Really?
A long list of movies he's seen over 100 times.
It's amazing.
I bet it's about a dozen films when I think about it, I've seen over 100 times.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, for me,
about a dozen.
I think for me, maybe 20 times is way high. Even the
get
movies I love.
Bored.
See, I would think you would see many more films more than that, Kevin, because you don't remember them after you watch them.
True.
So each time you say, this is a great movie. And then you go back and say, hey, this is a great movie.
I forgot how good this
movie.
Is.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I don't. I've watched Anchorman maybe 12 times. That's a lot for me. That's that's a whole lot.
You got to ship those damn kids off. That's what you got to do. Free up your schedule.
I'll have to watch less bad TV, I'll tell you that. Tickets to the premiere of Ocean's 13 tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah.
Another exciting edition of Lick Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Seth Rogen from Knocked Up, also tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
You know, we were talking
so
about
good.
TV, and I realized we didn't even talk about the season finale of House last night.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to watch it. I was taping it.
What is wrong with you people and not watching things?
We don't
you have to wait a week till I talk about a TV show with you people. Watch stuff when it airs.
You can't do that.
It's not so easy. What, was it good?
It was it was great, but all his underlings, his entire staff, gone.
Oh, you're kidding. Do you think
Foreman,
they're gone for
Chase,
good?
Cameron, gone.
For good?
Gone.
You really think they're leaving the show?
What'd I say?
Gone.
Gone. You said gone.
Gone.
Because you were given those rumors a couple of weeks ago that they were going to come back.
But I didn't think it was all of them.
Well, it turned out in the episode, Foreman quits and Chase got fired and Cameron quit.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
What about Cuddy? What about Cuddy?
Gone. Cuddy's still there.
Okay, good.
And Wilson's still there.
And Wilson's still there.
Excellent.
But I think it looks like they're bringing a brand new crew of young people to work under house next season.
Wow. Well, that'll be interesting, but it's kind of crappy.
It's a good show, but you don't see that very often where they wholesale just get rid of everybody. All right, Kat is next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop. She's got Army of Me going through changes. She has The Killers, Move Away. She has Rise Against. She has Rage Against the Machine. And it's all next right here on the world-famous K-Rock.